the rapture. This message was delivered by Brother William Marion Branham on Saturday, December 4th, 1965, in Yuma, Arizona, USA. 背题，这篇信息是威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄于1965年12月4日星期六在美国亚利桑那州尤马所传讲的。
The chapter here at Yuma. It's a grand privilege to have this invitation to come back again. We had a wonderful time the last time here.
在尤马市会众呢，我非常荣幸的能再一次被邀请到尤马。上一次我们在这里度过了一个美好的时光。
And then when I understood us to be back again, it made me feel real good to hear the testimonies and these fine words from the people, and kind of boost you up a little.
所以，当我知道我要再回到这里时，非常激动。能够听到人们所做的美好见证，真是让人振奋。
Billy told me that the brother from Las Vegas that wanted a meeting there at the chapter see him immediately after service is over here.
比利告诉我，一位从拉斯维加斯来的弟兄，想要在他们那边的教会举办一个聚会，要我在这里聚会结束后马上去见他。
We have a time, he says, that we can slip in.Right over in January before the Phoenix meeting, see, to come to Las Vegas. And so we've always wanted to get there.
他说如果我们有时间可以在一月份在凤凰城的聚会之前抽空到拉斯维加斯，这也是我们一直所盼望的。
I believe Brother Art Wilson used to be there a long time ago, or he may still be there. And he asked me to come up, he and Sister Wilson, I didn't get the opportunity, so maybe this will be the time that I could come.
我相信很久以前阿特威尔逊弟兄住在那里，也可能他还在那里。他和威尔逊姐妹曾经邀请我去，但我一直没有机会去。这次可能是我去的好机会。
You see, Billy Paul or Brother Roy Borders, I think he's here somewhere. Somebody said Brother Roy was in. Brother Perry, Lee, or any of them, they'll be able to tell you. Just set the dates for us to come.
你们可以去见比利保罗。或者罗伊伯德斯弟兄，我想他们就在这里。有人说罗伊弟兄已经来了，还有佩里格林弟兄、李维尔弟兄，或者任何一个，他们也能够告诉你们，是他们为我们安排去的时间。
Now, I've seen many ministers here a while ago, to which I'm very happy to meet my brethren. Wish I had time to go home with you, because I know you got the best cook there is in the country. That's fine.
我刚才在这里见到许多传道人，我的弟兄们，我很高兴能见到你们。我希望有时间到你们家里去，因为我知道你们那有全国最好的厨师，真的很好。
And Brother Perry really got two tonight on him. He's got two marks against him now. One of them cutting that microphone in out there.
佩里格林弟兄今天晚上已经被人议论两次了。其中之一是在外面的麦克风被切断了。
You're held guilty of that, Brother Perry. I don't think you really were guilty, but you, when somebody's fixing to speak, that was a good one.
佩里格林弟兄，你对这件事不用感到内疚。我认为这不一定是你的错，但你说肯定有人会开口说我几句，这回答确实不错。
And, So then, again, he went out there and was talking. He said, say, telling Brother Collins or some of them, said the supper was good, but said, I'm telling you, said that man must be a Spaniard or something or a Mexican. That's the hottest pepper I ever tasted. Going on like that, and he's talking to the chef.
后来呢，他要到外边去，并且跟柯林斯弟兄或者他们中的某些人交谈。他说，晚餐很不错。不过呢，我想那个大厨啊，一定是西班牙人或者是墨西哥人。呼，那个菜里边的那个辣椒啊，是我这一生所吃到过最辣的辣椒。他不知道，跟他谈话的那个人就是那个大厨。
He said, I'm the chef. That's Texas for you. We get him straightened out over here in Arizona after a while, won't we? If you stay around us for...
对方说，我就是那个大厨啊。这一定是德克萨斯州人的处事方式。如果他和我们一起待在亚利桑那州的话，他会学乖一点，对不对？
Really nice to be here. I guess those don't sound like jokes, but sense of humor, which the Lord itself had a sense of humor, you know.
能来这里真好。我想刚才说的话听起来，不像是个玩笑，只是有点幽默。即使我们的主耶稣也很幽默啊，你们知道。
He said, Herod, go tell that fox. Today I cast out devils some more and made perfect. So, if he was, had a sense of humor, well, it won't hurt us, I don't think, once in a while.
耶稣说，你们去告诉那个狐狸西律王，瞧，今天明天我赶鬼治病。主耶稣基督也很幽默，而且我也认为偶尔的幽默无伤大雅。
And now it's a little late.Usually I preach about 4 hours. So listen, knowing with courtesy the brother and sister here, the chapter, we'll cut that way down tonight.
时间不早了，我讲到的时间通常要4个小时，但为这里的弟兄姐妹和会众们着想，今天晚上我一定要把讲到的时间缩短。
And Yes, I told Terry, he said, they put on a 2-hour tape. I said, no, Terry, this is a banquet. I said, this is about 30, 40 minutes. Speak to the people and something.
对了，有一回我把这事告诉了特里弟兄。他问我们要用2个小时长的录音带来录吗？我说不用，特里，这只是一个宴会。我会跟大家说一些事，只需要30到40分钟。
Trial each time, knowing that when I was a little boy, people used to come out to listen because I was a boy preacher, just a young fella, a chap.
我会尽量的不拖长时间，虽然每一次我都超过时间，我知道。当我还年轻的时候，人们常来听我讲道，因为我只是一个年轻的传道人，小伙子，小家伙。
And they'd say, "Well, Billy Branham, you know, this kid never went through school."No education.
他们会对我说，比尔·伯南汉呐，你知道，你还是个孩子，没上过学，没受过教育。
They come out to hear my broken words, my Kentucky English, my hits and haints and totes and carry.
他们来听我不合文法的英语，我的肯塔基英语，他们会取笑我的一些土话乡音。
Like one of the meetings here not long ago, they said, we'll all stand up and sing the national anthem. I got and said, for my old Kentucky home, far away. That's the only nation I know about, the national anthem as far as I was concerned.
就像不久前在一次聚会中，他们说，让我们都起立来唱国歌。我就站起来唱道，我那遥远古老的家乡肯塔基，那是我所知道的唯一的国歌。肯塔基，所以那就是我所知道的国歌了。
So now actually got older, while you come in, you got to have something more than that. See,
长大以后你就必须知道更多的东西，明白吗
？We take Paul said it when I was a child, I spake as a child, and thought as a child, you act as a child.
保罗这样说过：我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。
As you grow older, then you begin to, from making your first couple of steps and toddle and fall and get up and try it again. Then you, after a while, you get so you can walk a straight line.
但是当你逐渐长大，你就开始跨出第一步，蹒跚跌倒，站起来，再努力，然后再过一段时候，你就可以跑步了。
And that's what we have to do as soldiers of the cross now. It's time to walk a straight line, right down that.Highway to glory.
那也是我们作为基督徒精兵所必须做的。现今正是我们向着荣耀大道奔跑的时候了。
I do believe that we are living in the closing scenes of the history of this world. I truly believe that the coming of the Lord is closer, perhaps, than we think.
我的确相信，我们 生活在这个世界历史的闭幕的现场。我真的相信主到来的时刻也许比我们所想的更接近了。
So now for just about 30 minutes of your time or something, I would like to call your attention to a scripture that I'd like to use for a text and refer to some more here.
因此在以下大约30分钟的时间里，让我们注意一段经文，这将是我要传讲的信息的中心经文。等一会儿我们还要参考其他的经文。
Sitting at home the other day, I was thinking on this thought, and then I thought, well, I don't know, speaking from all this scripture, I just take part of it, and just for these little short services like we would have tonight.
前几天坐在家里，我正在想着这个问题，这个主题。我想，我不知道是否要传讲这所有的经文，但我要从这些经文中拿出一部分来，像在今天晚上这样简短的聚会中传讲。
I want to say one thing while you're turning over to Psalms, the 27th Psalm. I want first five verses to read.
请你们打开圣经，翻到诗篇第27章。在读前五节经文之前，我想说一件事。
Would like to say this concerning this businessman's full gospel businessman's chapters.
我想说的是关于全福音双恩会的事。
My brother Perry was speaking about the books and so forth and the new books that they got.
我们的佩里格林弟兄提到一些书籍以及其他的事，还有他们的新书。
How many remembers when I had the tape and preached it over here at Phoenix at one of the conventions, Sirs, what time is it? Now that was the beginning of that book, you see, when this taking place.
你们有多少人记得在凤凰城的一次聚会中我传讲的并被录下来的这个信息？先生，现在是什么时候了？那本书的开头部分提到了那些发生的事。
There's too much supernatural a vindication of God's written word of this hour for something not to be approaching us now.
Amen.
We're just, it's too real.
有太多的超自然的事情发生，印证了神所写的有关他在这个时代的道，使我们不得不意识到某些事正向我们逼近，这些事情太真实了。
The things that you, it would be astounding to you just to let you know that what is really taking place.
重要的是你只要让你知道正在发生的事，你会感到大吃一惊。
Many of you strangers perhaps hear these men get up and make these remarks about a message of this hour and so forth.
你们当中的许多陌生人可能听见这些人站起来对这个时代的信息发表言论等等。
What they are getting at is God's promise of this hour.That he promised what he would do, and we seem scripturally vindicating just exactly what he said he would do in the same manner.
他们所要表达的是神给这个时代的应许，就是神应许了他要做的事。我们也看到他按照圣经印证了，与他所应许的完全一样。
Foretold, it's just exactly perfectly each time because it's God saying it.
所预言的每一次都完美无缺的得到了应验。因为这是神说的。
If a man, I don't care who he was, would try to make such a prediction, there's one chance out of 10 million if a man told you a certain thing would happen, it would happen at a certain time. One out of 10 million.
不管是谁，如果一个人想要预言什么事，严重的可能性只有千万分之一。如果他预言说会在某个时间发生某件具体的事，那么严重的可能性就更小了。
And then the place it would happen would be about one chance out of about 100 million.
如果预言里还包括了事情发生的特定的地点，那么严重的可能性就只剩下万万分之一了。
And then the time it would happen goes on, and the way it will happen and what it will be happening and so forth, it's just beyond a guess when we see it so perfectly each and every time. Then it's God.
所以如果还包括了要发生的事情的时间怎样发生以及发生什么样的事等等，那么这几乎是不可能的了。所以当我们看到它每一次都如此完美的应验时， 那么他就必定是出于神的。
Then we turn right back in the scriptures that may seem foreign to us, but we turn right back in the scriptures without even knowing where to look, and the Holy Spirit brings out and just puts the whole word together, makes a picture there to show us just the hour that we're living in.
然后我们回到经文上，这些经文可能对我们很陌生，但是当我们回到圣经，即使不知从何读起，圣灵却会带出神的话语，并组成一幅完整的图画展现在我们面前，让我们认识到我们所处的时代。
We're changing dispensations. We're at a corner. It's easy when somebody turns a corner of a brick mason turns a corner.
我们正处在时代的转折点，我们正处在拐角的地方。每个人都很容易的沿着直线砌砖、砌墙。但是砌到拐角处，不是每个人都能砌好的。
Starts everybody laying the bricks right down the same row, like a certain denomination starts and starts rolling down the row. It's all right.
开始时，每个人都沿着他们的直线砌砖，就好像某一个宗派开始了，并且一直延续下来那样，那是很容易的。
But when you get to them turns, where you have to turn back the other way.
但是，当你砌到了拐弯的时候，拐角处，你必须。
Now God isn't building a wall; He's building a house. See, and there's many cuts and turns that He's predicted here in the Bible.
神不是在建造一条直墙，他建的是一座房子。看，在圣经中，神已经预言有很多拐弯的地方。
And the turns, anybody could try to make a turn, but it must be according to the blueprint. If it isn't, it's got to be torn down again.
在拐角处。每个人都可以试着砌好一个拐角，但你必须符合蓝图。如果不是的话，那就要拆了重砌。
So we praise God for His goodness and the fellowship of you people and the open doors that the Lord has given us. And through this businessman,
我们赞美神的慈爱，使我们能够同你们全福音商人会的人一起交通，以及神为我们打开了大门。
I've always contended that.I didn't believe in the people in denominations, but I don't have much time to exhort denominations because each one builds a fence around himself.
我一直坚持我相信宗派里面的人，但我没有时间劝告各个宗派组织，因为每个宗派都在自己的四周筑起了一道围墙。
And it's just like, I believe it's Brother David's little thing by his raising some ducks.
我想是大卫弟兄，他说到了他养鸭子方面的一些经历。
And said the river come up, each duck, you know, they wanted fellowship with one another, and they couldn't do it because it was all fenced up. But when the water got so high, it just flowed the ducks out of the pen.
比方说河里边涨水了，你知道每只鸭子都想与别的鸭子汇合，但是由于被围栏围住了。他们就不能够彼此的汇合，但是当水涨得很高的时候，鸭子就从围栏里游出来了。
So I think that's the way to do it is just the water's coming up, see, and we can get out of the pen and fellowship with one another. You know, have the real love of Christ in our hearts.
我想这就是我们所应该采取的方法，因为水正在涨起来，你瞧。当那个水涨得超过了围栏的高度，然后这个我们就游出来，与每一位信徒彼此交通，因为我们心中存有基督真正的爱。
And this full gospel business man has been an oasis for me, because many times I have brothers, fine brothers, and I guess every denomination I've ever met.
这个全福音商人会一直是我的绿洲，因为许多时候。我有一些弟兄，很好的弟兄，他们是我在各个宗派里面认识的。
Presbyterians, Lutheran, Baptists, Pentecostals, all different types of the Pentecostals, Church of God and Nazarenes, Pilgrim Holiness, fine brethren everywhere.
长老会啊，路德派啊，浸信会啊，五旬节教派啊，各种不同的五旬节教派啊，神之会、拿撒勒教派、圣洁会等等组织，到处都有好弟兄。
But many times they cannot have me in their community because, see, not if they don't believe it, But see, it would cut them off from the denomination. And when you do that, of course, that does it.
但很多时候，他们无法让我来到他们当中，因为瞧，不是他们不相信他，而是他们会被他们的宗派开除。一旦你这样做，当然就会有这样的后果。
Here not long ago, this Methodist brother came to me. I won't call his name, a fine man. He's writing a thesis on divine healing, and he come to me for some talk.
不久前，有一位卫理公会的弟兄来见我。对不起，我不能说出他的名字。他是一位好弟兄，他正在写一篇关于神的医治的论文。他来找我谈话。
We sat down and talked a little while. He said, "The only thing we got against you, you're hanging around them Pentecostals all the time."
我们坐下来谈了一会儿。他说我们唯一反对你的地方就是你总是跟那些五旬节教派的基督徒在一起。
I said, then let the Methodist Church sponsor it. I'll come. That was different, see? He said, well, of course, I'm not the Methodist Church. I just belong with them.
我说那么你就让卫理公会来赞助我的施工，我也会参与的。这就是不同之处，瞧。他说当然我不是卫理公会的人，我只是与他们在一块。
I said,That's it, see, they're the ones, the Pentecostals is the ones that open their doors, see, that's the ones I can get to, and as many as them that will open, well, we're ready to come in.
我说那就对了，看到了吗？就是他们，五旬节教派，是他们对我打开了大门，瞧，他们就是我能接触到的人，只要愿意打开大门的，我们都准备好进去。
Like in the Revelations, the third chapter said, I stand at the door and knock.If any man will open the door, I'll come in. And so,
就好像在启示录第三章里耶稣所说的，我站在门外叩门，若有人打开那门，我就要进到里边去和他一同坐席。
And that was Jesus. I always know that was Christ. And he is the Word. That's right. He is the Word.
那是耶稣。我们每一个人都知道，那就是指基督。他是道。是的，他是道。
And so the full gospel business, man, has been an oasis where we could come together, no churches are sponsoring it.
所以呢，这个全福音商人会就成了我们可以聚集在一起的绿洲，没有任何教会赞助它。
They're all together, the man out of the churches, and we come together and fellowship across the world, around everywhere.
这个协会啊，是由来自不同的教会的人组成的，并且在世界各地有团契。
Help establish many, many, many chapters throughout the entire world of the full gospel business, man. I'm thankful for that opportunity that was given me.
我已经协助全福音商人会在世界各地建立了许多许多的小团体。我很感谢他们给了我这样的机会。
In there, the businessman will sponsor it, and all the churches, they want to come anyhow.
在那些地方，商人们会资助这些小团体。然而，所有其他教会的人，他们也愿意来。
But then, if I don't want to never try to pull somebody from their church, just stay right in your church and scatter out the light. See, be a real Christian. Your pastor will appreciate you.
但是我从来不想把人从他们的教会中拉出来。你留在你所在的教会中，让亮光照耀出来，明白吗？啊，只要做一个真正的基督徒，你的牧师一定会欣赏你。
A real loyal, genuine saint. Any man that believes in God will appreciate a person like that. Yes.
做一个真正的、忠诚的、名副其实的圣徒，任何一个相信神的人都会赏识这样的人。是的。
Now, thank the brother here and his wife and this chapter for this opportunity, and may this chapter grow.
现在，我要感谢这里的弟兄和他的妻子。以及他们的小团契给我这个机会，愿这个团契成长起来。
May the blessings of God rest upon it and be an instrument in God's hands to save hundreds and hundreds of people before the coming of the Lord. And all the rest of you chapters are representatives here from the chapters.
愿神的祝福临到他，并愿他成为神手中的器皿，在主再来之前拯救成千上万的人。也愿祝福临到你们这些来自其他各个团契里边的代表们。
In the book of Psalms, now I want to speak on a real strange subject tonight, just for a little while. I've got some scriptures written down here.
在诗篇里，现在 今天晚上我要花一段的时间来传讲一个非常奇特的主题。我这里记下了一些经文。
And I thought maybe that tonight I was going to speak on something different, but see the time get away. Well, I didn't want to stay that long, so I just turned over here, got some more scripture.
我想，也许我今天晚上要讲的内容与平时有些不同。时间过得很快，是的，我并不想耽搁太久，因此我要直接的引用一些经文。
And I want to speak on the subject of the rapture. See? Now, we believe that there will be a rapture. All Christians believe that. That's Bible readers believes that there will be a rapture.
我要讲的主题叫被提，瞧，我们相信将会有被提，所有的基督徒都相信这一点，钻研过圣经的人也相信将会有被提。
And now to read for some background,We read the 25th Psalm, I beg your pardon, the 27th Psalm, 1 to 5 verses.
现在我们先来读诗篇的第25章作为一个背景。对不起，是诗篇的27章，读第一节到第五节。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.Of whom shall I be afraid?
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还怕谁呢？
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell.
那作恶的，就是我的仇敌。前来吃我肉的时候，就半跌扑倒。
Though the host should encamp about me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident.
虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
One thing have I desired of the Lord.That I will seek after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to require in his temple.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。在他的殿里求问。
For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion, and in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
May the Lord add his blessings to that reading of his word.
愿神祝福我们刚才所读的他的话语。
Now, today, speaking on this subject, and now some of you may differ, the avenues that I take.
今天谈论到被提这个主题，你们有些人的讲法可能与我不同。
But how many here believes that the Bible teaches there will be a rapture of the church?
Amen.
That's right. A catching away of the church.
但是在座的有多少人相信圣经里教导说，教会将一定有被提的事情发生？是的，先生，是的，确实如此，教会被提走。
Whether you're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, or whoever you are, Pentecostal, there will be a catching away.
不管你是卫理公会的信徒，还是浸信会的信徒、长老会的信徒、五旬节派的信徒，不管你是谁，被提这件事一定会发生。
And I think that in speaking, I just don't try to get up here to say something that I think would please the people. I've never been guilty of that.
我想我在讲道的时候，我从不上来说一些我认为可以。讨好人的话，我从来不犯这个错误。
I want to get up here and say something as I feel led to say it that I think would be a help to you, something that would further your experience with God if you are a Christian, and if you're not a Christian, make you so ashamed of yourself that you will become a Christian.
我来到这里是要传讲我感到是神带领我要我传讲那些我认为对你们有帮助的话就是能使你更进一步的经历神的话如果你是一个基督徒的话如果你不是基督徒呢这些信息则会让你自己感到羞愧而使你成为一个基督徒
And that's the purpose that I've always tried to line up my thoughts as the Lord would lead me
神会带领我使我尽我能力将这些目的同我的思想联系在一起
Now we are warned that then the doctrine of this in the last days will be scorned at
注意神已经告诫我们在这末世我们会因为相信这个教义就是被提这个教义而被人讥诮
If you would, let's just read that just a minute. It's in Second Peter, the third chapter. Let's read just a moment on this, the third chapter and the third and fourth verses. Let's see if this isn't right.
如果你愿意，让我们花一点时间来读经文。来，它是在彼得后书第三章里面，我们来读一读第三章的第三、第四节，看看是不是这样。
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust.
第一要紧的该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说
And saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
主要降临的应许在哪里呢因为从列祖睡了以来万物与起初创造的时候人是一样
For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water
他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天并从水而出借水而成的地
whereby the world that was being overflowed with water perished
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了
Now we see that the reason that this subject is so lightened at is because that the prophet here has said that in this last days these scoffers would come saying these things It's predicted.
现在我们看到这个主题如此被轻视的原因是因为在这里先知已说到了在末世必有讥诮者要起来讥诮这件事看到了吗神已经预言了
The reason that people are acting today the way they're acting why you certainly are expecting it because the Bible said that in the last days they'd be heady high-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God
为什么现今的人会有如此的行为是的你肯定也预料到因为圣经这么说过在末日人要任意妄为自高自大爱厌乐不爱神
Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent despisers of those that are good having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof from such turn away
不解怨好说谗言不能自约不爱良善有敬虔的外貌却否认神的大能这等人你要躲开
Can we look for an impersonation of truth? Certainly
我们可以找出那种伪装的真理吗当然可以
When Moses went down into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel with only a stick in his hand for vindication with the God of heaven behind him
当摩西下到埃及解救以色列的子民时手上只有一根神用来做印证的杖有天上的神在他的后面支持他
He performed a miracle There come impersonators behind him and doing the same thing he did See?
他行了神迹接着一些模仿者跟在后面也行了他所行的同样的神迹看到没有
Now they come second after he did it first then they come around because they were copying after what he did impersonating the original We find that.
他们跟在后面模仿，在摩西行过神迹之后，他们跟在后面，因为他们模仿摩西所做的，我们发现他们模仿那真实的。
And now you say, well, that was the days of Moses, but the same scripture says that they'll come again in the last days.
你可能会说，啊，那是发生在摩西的时代里，但圣经也说，他们在末日要再次出现。
A Jabez and Jabez withstood Moses, so will these men of reprobate mind concerning truth. See, impersonations, all kinds of things to upset people.
圣经说，就如亚尼和羊皮怎样抵挡摩西，这些心地坏了的人也要怎样抵挡真道。瞧，模仿之类的东西是为了困惑人。
And then, if this rapture which is coming to pass and anything that God has in the line of His Word, there's always something to come out to upset that if they can. It's Satan's purpose to do that.
然后如果背题一定要发生，任何与神的话相符合的东西，总会有某些东西来尽其所能的搅浑它，这就是撒旦的计谋。
As the brother here from the meeting up there, Las Vegas said, Satan said the world was his dominion and that being his headquarters up there.
就好像在拉斯维加斯的聚会上，那位弟兄所说的，撒旦的总部是在空中，世界是他的领土。
I know that Satan is the god of this world. Every nation under heaven is controlled by him. Exactly, this world belongs to Satan. But Jesus will take it over.
我知道撒旦是这个世界的神，天下各国都受到他的控制，这是完全正确的。这个世界属于撒旦，但是耶稣将要接管他。
He offered it to him one day, and he refused it. But he said, of course, he knew he'd be heir to it.In the times to come.
有一天撒旦曾想将这个世界赠送给耶稣，但是耶稣拒绝了，因为耶稣知道将来他是这个世界的继承人。
Scoffers, let's just take for a few moments on that one word before we go further. Scoffers.
在我们进一步讲解之前，让我们来先看看这个讥诮者这个词，讥诮者。
I was reading a paper about 2 weeks ago in Tucson. There were some Englishmen from Englandhad made a statement, it's in headlines in a paper, that the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ was only faked between Pilate and Jesus, that he come to make a, just a, make himself something.
大约两个星期前在图森，我看了一份报纸报道说，有一批从英国来的英国人做了一个声明，登在头版上，说我们的主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，是比拉多和耶稣两个人之间的一个骗局，耶稣那么做是为了想使他自己出名。
And there's no way that we could disprove that to him because all the things of God is to be received by faith. We must believe it.
我们根本无法向他们提出任何的反驳，因为一切有关神的事都是凭着信心接受的，我们必须相信神的话语。
Now he went ahead to give a description how that could be done.
他们甚至还进一步描绘这件事是如何进行的。
Here not long ago in that great nation, London and England rather, where that John Wesley and Charles and many of those great preachers of the early days, Spurgeon and them, had preached the gospel in the hay markets and everywhere there.
在不久前，在那伟大的英格兰民族中，兴起了约翰和查理·卫斯理。斯伯基恩以及早期的那些伟大的传道者，他们在稻草市场以及其他的场所到处传福音。
They turned down that message of their day and look what they are in this day. That's where Brother Williams and them are tonight.
但是英国人拒绝了当时的信息，看看今天呢他们的境况。格佩里弟兄今天晚上也肯定在讲道。
It's one of the lowest degraded countries in the world.I've been over the world, but I don't know anything is so illegitimate as England.
现在的英国已经变成了世界上最堕落的国家之一。我几乎走遍世界，但没有哪个地方比英国有更多不法的事。
It's Billy Graham said the same thing. Why he had to take his wife from the parks? How the acts of between men and women were going on publicly in the parks.
他是啊，格佩里 也同样这么说，他不得不带着他妻子离开公园，因为在那些公园里面，男男女女公开的就在那里进行着不道德的行为。
When I was there, I never seen anything that break a person's heart anymore. And what was going on in England, which had the opportunity, and one time led the world in a reformation, just shows how it can fall.
没有什么比我在英国所见到的更令人心碎了。然而，英国曾经有过机会，它曾经带给世界一个伟大的改革，这让我们看到英国堕落到了怎样的地步。
But you see what does that? The message that went forth then, the Englishmen try to hold that same message for today. That won't work today. It won't work.
但你们知道是什么原因使它变成这个样子？今天英国人仍然试图抓住那个时代的信息，昔日的信息在今日行不通，它已经不起作用了。
What if Moses would have come and brought Noah's message? We'll build an ark and float down the Nile. It wouldn't have worked.
怎么才能够？举个例子吧，如果摩西出来传讲挪亚的信息，说我们要建造一个方舟，啊，顺着尼罗河漂流直下，那是行不通的。
And neither would Jesus' message ever work on Moses, and neither will Wesley's message ever work in Luther, or Luther's West message, vice versa.
同样的，耶稣的信息在摩西的时代也行不通，卫斯理的信息不适合于路德的时代，反过来也一样。
And today, our last great Reformation was Pentecost, and today we're moving from that. Amen. And the Pentecostal message won't mix with this because it's another day.
今天我们最后一次伟大改革复兴是五旬节运动，现今我们正从那个运动里面走出来，五旬节运动的信息不能与这个时代的信息混合，因为它是属于另外一个时代。
It's all the word of God, but it's building like the feet, arms coming up, it's forming a bride for the rapture.
所有的过去的信息都是神的道，但神的道的启示是不断增长的，就像从脚开始，进而到手臂，来组成那将要被提的心腹。
Don't displace them people back there. They live to their message. All them will come out that was in the bride.
明白吗？过去时代的那些信徒不会被忽视，他们所活出来他们的信息，所有那些相信他们当代信息的，都在心腹中。
Just like life going through a stalk of wheat, it leaves the wheat.The hull, but the wheat forms itself like the grain of wheat that fell in the ground.
就好像一颗麦子的生命过程，在麦子的生长过程中，麦粒掉在土里，然后呢开始成长，最后那生命离开麦壳，又回到麦粒中。
You're not long ago. I was reading a book. Some German wrote in criticism. He said, "Of all of the fanatics in the world, William Branham tops them all."
不久以前我读到了一本德国人写的书，在他的批评我的言论中，他说世界上所有的狂热的信徒中，威廉伯纳汉是最狂热的。
He said, why, he's nothing but a magician. He does these things, see the man not knowing.
他说看这个人什么也不是，他能做这些事是因为他是一位魔术师，看这个人什么都不明白。
And then the man was a critic.He didn't even believe in God. He said a God that could set up in the dark ages, hold his hands across his tummy, and laugh at a bunch of Christians.
那个德国人是一个批评家，他甚至不相信神。他说，他怎么能够在黑暗时期坐在那里，两手交叉在胸前，嘲笑着一群基督徒？
Being mothers, and his own disciples are supposed to be mothers with little children and things, and let lions eat them up, and never even turn a hand.
其中有的是母亲和他们的孩子们，那位神看着他们被狮子吞吃，却不出手去相救。
You see where the carnal mind, where education and things can't catch the vision?
你们看，充满教育等等的属世的思想，是无法明白意象的。
That carnal wheat had to fall into the ground, just like Jesus had to fall to rise again, so did the church of Pentecost had to fall.
麦粒要先落在土里死了，就像耶稣必须先进入死亡再复活， 五旬节教会也要如此的落入土里。
It had to go into the ground. Them dark ages, any wheat, any grain that goes into the ground, it has to lay in that dark time to bring forth.
落入土里，预表的黑暗时期，任何落入土里的颗粒，为了要长出来，必须要在黑暗中度过。
But it started sprouting in Martin Luther. Come on through Wesley, on out into Pentecost, now into the go out to the grain.
但它在马丁路德的时代开始发芽。在威斯里的时代继续生长，然后进入了五旬节运动的时代，现在已经进入了麦粒的时代。
And now the denominational systems that they left behind, they're stocks. That's always to be burnt, the denominational system.
现在那些被丢在后面的宗派组织，他们是麦穗，就是这样，宗派组织要被焚烧的。
But the real grain of wheat that come out of each one of those reformations will be caught up in the bride. It all together will make the bride.
但是从各个改革时期中产生的真实的麦粒，要作为心腹被提到空中，一起形成一个心腹。
Now we find out in England there, they impersonated the crucifixion not long ago. A bunch of those people, them long kids, them long hair and things, and hollering, call Jesus daddy-o and all that stuff. Such scum.
不久前在英国有一群留着长头发的流行音乐乐队，他们在节目中表演钉十字架，并且称耶稣为爹爹哟，如此诸如此类的胡言乱语，真是卑鄙。
Now you said that's in London, England. Watch what was in the paper last week here in America.
你会说那是在英国的伦敦，那我们就来看看美国上个星期的报纸。
Some great doctor of divinity from a fine school said that the crucifixion was a fake. Said that Jesus only tried to make himself like that. That he had drinking this mandrake weed.
有一个从一个很著名的神学院毕业的神学博士说，耶稣钉死在十字架上只是一个骗局。他说耶稣只是喝了风茄，好装成那个样子的。
And we found it in Genesis where it spoke of. It's a weed like marijuana or something. It's found in the Orients there. And if you drink it,It'll put you to sleep, maybe in your, like your dead slump, everything, for 2 or 3 days at a time.
我们知道在创世纪里提到过风茄，这是一种像大麻之类的东西，生长在东方诸国。如果你喝了它，它就会使你沉睡，可能会使你像死了一样，服了一次会维持大概两三天。
He said when they give him vinegar and gall, it's all possible that that was mandrake weed. And when they did, they give him that and he went slump like he was dead.
他说当年罗马士兵给耶稣醋和苦胆调和的酒可能就是风茄，当他们给耶稣喝了，他就麻木了，如同死了一般。
They put him in the tomb and the lady Mary after 2 or 3 days sure going back then he's awake again was all right.
他们就把他安放在坟墓里，让他躺在那里两三天之后，当他们回去时，当然他已经醒了，安然无恙。
Said he went up to India and died somewhere. An ordinary death, trying to fake a religion.
那位神学博士说，然后呢，耶稣就去了印度，在那里的某一处，像平常人一样的死了。他试图要伪装一个宗教。
The first place, that critic, what's the matter with people? See, it's just this day we're living in scoffers. See, the day to fulfill the prophecy.
首先，看看这位批评家，人们到底怎么了？瞧，这就是我们所生活的时代，有好讥诮的人。看，经言应验了没有？
God allotted his word out to each age, and each one of those age has to manifest that, and he also foreordained man for that age to fulfill that word.
神把他的道分给每个时代，每个时代要彰显他，神也为那个时代预定了子民来应验他的道。
Every time he allotted his word, he allotted the man for it.
每一次神分配信息，他也分配一个人负责那个信息。
When he allotted Moses' time, he allotted Moses to it. When he allotted the time for the Son of God to be born, he allotted him to it.
当神分配摩西时代的信息时，他就派遣摩西去负责。当神命定他的儿子诞生在那个时代时，他就差派耶稣基督去负责。
Every age, he's allotted his man.Foreordained, as the Bible said, nothing is.
每个时代，神都已经分配并预定了他的先知，就像圣经所说的，没有任何的例外。
If God's infinite, almighty, all-powerful, omnipresent, omniscient, why, he knowed all things from the beginning. So he knowed...
如果神是无限的、至上的、全能的、无所不在的、无所不知的，那么他的起初就已经知道万事，神知道一切。
It's nothing out of Cater, it's just us that thinks it is. Everything run, look back in his word and see what he's doing, then we'll have an understanding.
没有一件事不在神的计划中，只是我们自以为不是而已。任何事情都在神的计划中。你回顾神的话语，看看神正在做的事，那么我们就会明白。
Now just think, the first place, if that minister would have thought when they put that vinegar and gall in his mouth, he spit it out. He did not take it at the first place. See? Just scoffers rising.
只要想想，首先，如果那位传道人能够想一想，当他们把醋和苦胆调和的酒放在耶稣的嘴里面时，圣经说耶稣把他吐了出来。他根本就没有吞下去，看到了吗？这就说明讥笑者出现了。
Another thing, how did this Jesus of Nazareth, how did his life fit every prophecy of the Old Testament? How could it been? It couldn't have been without it been ordained of God. His life fit every prophecy of the Old Testament.
其次，这位拿撒勒人耶稣，他的一生怎么会应验了旧约中的每一个预言呢？这怎么可能呢？除非是神的预定，他的一生应验了旧约中的每一个预言。
Another thing, if those disciples had faked him like that, why did each one of them die and martyr him? And even the apostle Peter said, "Turn my head upside down, I'm not worthy to die like him."
还有，如果真是那些门徒们与耶稣一起编造骗局的话，那么为什么那些门徒们每一个都死于殉道呢？在殉道的时候，使徒彼得甚至于这么说，你们把我倒定十字架，我不配像我的主那样死去。
How they took Andrew and turned him sideways on the cross, they everyone sealed their testimony in their own blood. They believed him and loved him and gave their lives for him.
他们把安德烈横钉在十字架上，使徒们以自己的鲜血做了美好的见证。他们相信耶稣，爱耶稣，为耶稣献出了自己的生命。
If he was a faker, how would they ever done that? See the spiritual application, the people don't get it.
如果我们的主耶稣是个骗子，那么门徒们怎么会那么舍身就义呢？属灵上的事，这些世人不会明白的。
There was a great man here not long ago, some great Rabbi that wrote that Moses passing through the Red Sea said it wasn't actually water, the water's never walled up.
不久以前有一个很著名的拉比写了关于摩西过红海的文章，说那不是真正的水，红海从来没有像墙一样的立起来。
Said what it was up at the other end of the Dead Sea, there was a bunch of reeds and he passed through the water reeds.The reeds of the water. No water in there, just a bunch of reeds, an ocean of reeds they pass through. And many clergymen believe it. They accept it.
还说，那只是死海的上游啊，有一些芦苇丛，底下没有水。他们只是经过了那些芦苇丛，那里没有水，只是芦苇丛。他们经过的是芦苇丛，竟然有许多传道人都相信的，接受了他的解说。
Long ago when this first astronaut went up, he come back and he hadn't seen nothing of God. That even turned ministers around. They thought God lived right up there somewhere 150 miles high.
不久前第一个宇航员登上了太空，他回来了，说他在太空里没有见到神。这话竟然使一些传道人怀疑起圣经，他们以为神就居住在那里，大约150英里高的某个地方。
Why, my, howEducation and wisdom of this world has turned the church into a bunch of ragweeds.
啊，这属世的教育和智慧已经使教会变成了一堆杂草了。
It's education and the educational system, science and civilization is of the devil. It's a devil's civilization. The Bible said so.
现今的这种教育、这种教育制度、科学和文明是出于撒旦的，它是撒旦的文明。圣经是这样说的。
And our civilization is coming on will have nothing to do with this civilization at all. It's nothing of it at all. It'll be a different civilization. Into this civilization, this scientific world we got.
我们盼望的呢，将要来的文明，与这种文明一点关系都没有，与现今的文明完全无关。那是一个不同的文明，与现今这个文明科学的世界完全不同。
More scientific we get, further we go into death, things, traps to kill and everything. In that new civilization, there'll be no death, no sickness, sorrow, no pain. See? There won't be none in there.
我们现今的科学啊，越发达越先进，就越陷进死亡的陷阱。而在那个新的文明中，没有死亡，没有疾病，没有悲伤，没有痛苦，明白吗？在那里没有这些东西。
So this civilization will have to be destroyed because it's of the devil.
因此，现今的文明要被摧毁，因为它是出于撒旦的。
We find out that in Genesis 4, that Cain's people started civilization, building towns and cities and so forth, and instruments of music and become in science. And the people got further away from God, yet religious.
我们知道，在创世纪第四章内，该隐的后代开始了人类的文明。他们建造城市，发明了乐器，他们依靠科学，因此人们就越来越离神远，尽管他们表面很虔诚。
But when Seth's people come on, they begin to come on, call on the name of the Lord.
只有在赛特的儿女出现后，人们才开始呼求，求告主的名。
I talk about a subtle one. I'm not here to hurt anybody's feelings, say something about a church, and if you're here and belong to this church,I'm not saying it's hurt your feelings, because just as many good people in there as there is in other churches.
我要讲的是一个敏感的话题。我在这里不是要中伤任何人，但为了说明起见，我会提到某个教会。如果你是属于那个教会的，我说这些并不是要伤害你，因为各个教会里都有好人。
But I was reading this report last week where the Catholic Church made a statement.
但上个星期，我在史利夫波特时读到了一则有关罗马天主教发表的声明。
And we see where they're all coming together now at the great ecumenical council and so forth, just exactly fulfilling what the Bible said they do. Just exactly.
我们也知道各派的基督教教会一起组成了强大的基督教协进会等等。真是完全的应验了应圣经里面所说的他们要做的事，确实如此。
Now, we find out they said,Well, the Bible, some of the Protestants want to hold to that Bible. What said the Bible was nothing but a book, a history of the church, and they didn't have it in literature until about 250 years ago. It's always been the church.
我们发现天主教这么说，说一些基督徒想要抓住圣经，为什么要这么做呢？圣经只不过是一本书而已，一本有关教会历史的书籍。这本书大约250年前才出现在文坛上。一直都是教会为主。
It was the church, not the Bible, and the Bible is just a history of what the church did. What a subtle lie that is.
又说，重要的是教会，而不是圣经。圣经只是记载了教会所做的，多么阴险的谎言呢？
Well, we've had a Bible for 3,000 years. The Old Testament has been written in Scripture for hundreds and hundreds of years before the coming of Christ.Just a subtle thing of the devil.
我们所拥有的圣经已经有三千年的历史了，在基督第一次来之前的好几百年前，旧约就已经成文了。这是撒旦的一个狡诈的伎俩。
And we find out in this day when this great scoffing and making fun of the Bible and trying to push it out, God's got to judge the church by something. He can't be just.
因此，今天我们发现圣经。受到了这么极大的嘲弄，教会企图抛弃圣经，神必定用某一个标准来审判教会，他不会没个标准的。
They can't go down the street and arrest me and say I'm making 30 miles an hour in a 20 mile zone unless there's something there to tell me that I'm only allowed to go 20 miles. It has to be there.
这就好像交通警察不能因为我在限速20英里的地段行驶了30英里的速度。而来逮捕我，除非那里一定要有标志牌，说是限速二十英里，标志牌必须要放在那里。
And God's going to judge the church, is going to judge the people someday. We know that there's a judgment coming.
神要审判教会，神要审判世人，总有一天，我们知道这一点。 将有审判来到。
So if he's going to judge it by the Catholic Church, which Catholic Church? If he's going to judge it by the Methodist, the Baptist is lost. If he judge it by the oneness, the two-ness is lost. See?
因此，如果神要靠天主教会来审判世界的话，那么是哪一个天主教会？如果他要用卫理公会的标准来审判，那浸信会就丧事了。如果他用一体论教会的标准来审判，那么二体论就丧事了。瞧。
What's he going to judge it by? He said he would judge it by Christ. And Christ is the Word. So it's the Word of God that God will judge.
他要用什么来审判世人呢？神说他要借着基督来审判世界。基督就是道。因此神要用他自己的话语来审判世界。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he'll judge it by his Word.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，明白吗？因此神要以他的道来审判世界。
And now we find out,that in this day when they're trying to push the Bible out, except the church, the Bible, don't want it, the church, so they can just make any kind of a creed or anything else and walk by it.
我们知道，今天他们企图将圣经置之门外，他们叫接受教会，至于圣经嘛，不要也不要紧，重要的是教会，这样他们就可以制定各样的教条，并且让教会来遵守这些教规。
Well, as I was speaking the other night at Shreveport, in the communion, when they killed that sacrificial lamb, there was to be no leaven among them through the entire 7 days. No leaven, no leaven bread. Everything had to be unleavened.
有一天晚上，我在斯利夫波特讲道，说到在逾越节的时候，以色列人要杀献祭的羔羊，7天之内，他们的家里不能留有发酵的东西，没有酵，无酵饼。任何东西都必须是无效的。
That represents the seven church ages that we get in the book here. And there's no leaven.
这代表着七个教会时代，我们已经出版了这本书，是没有效的。
What is something mixed with it? And we mix creed and denomination and everything else with the word and still try to call it the word. No leaven shall be the entire 7 days.
什么意思呢？如果有效，就意味着有其他的东西混在其中。我们已经把教条、宗派组织以及别的东西与神的道混杂起来了，还称之为神的道。在整整7天当中不能有效。
And even what is eat today, don't try to keep it for tomorrow. Burn it with fire before daylight comes, for there's a new message coming for it and a new thing.
再说，该今天吃的不能留到明天，在第二天天亮之前，要用火将剩余的食物都烧尽。因为新的信息要出现，是新事物。
They try to hold it over, but that's been the attitude of the church.
看，总想把剩余下来的旧东西带入新的时代，那一直是众教会的态度。
A revival goes forth, and the first thing you know, within about 3 years, they start an organization over it. The denomination starts an organization.
每当复兴来到，不出3年，他们就成立了一个宗派，然后宗派成立了一个组织。
But have you noticed this has been sweeping for 20 years now, and there's no organization, and there never will be. This is the end. The wheat's come back to the wheat again.
但是你们是否注意到了，这个信息传遍整个国家已经有20年了，却没有形成组织，而且永远不会形成组织，因为这已经是终点了。麦子的生命已经再次回到麦粒中。
The wheat's come back to its grain. The shuck is pulled away from it. And the wheat must lay in the presence of the sun to be ripened.
麦子的生命已经回到了麦粒，麦壳已经脱落了，而且麦粒必须在神的儿子中才能成熟。
Isn't it a strange thing that not long ago on the East Coast, the big blackout? They couldn't understand it. Texas blacked out last week. They can't understand it.
大家不觉得奇怪吗？前不久在美国东岸发生了大停电。他们无法理解这件事，德克萨斯州上个星期也出现了停电的现象，他们也无法明白。
Don't you realize that that's a sign? Don't you know the nations are breaking? Israel's in her homeland, and these signs are indicating that we are at the end.
你们难道没有意识到这是一个迹象吗？你们难道不知道各国正在分裂？以色列已经在他的国土上了。所有的这些迹象都表明我们已经在末日。
At the same time it's blacking out, don't you know that's a sign that the prophet said that but there shall be light about the evening time? That there will be a light come forth in the evening time? When the blackouts and things are going the way they are now?
同时从属灵上看这是黑暗时刻。难道你们不知道这是先知所说的一个迹象？是的，到了晚上才有光明，就是到了晚上才有一道光出现，也就是一片漆黑的现象正在发生的时候。
Look at just how it blacked out. The Pope just come over here. Remember if the tabernacle, when them you got tapes, I guess all of you take them.
看看是怎么变黑的。罗马教皇正好来了，你们从伯南翰堂得到讲道的录音带了吗？我想你们都有了。
How the Lord showed there that day in the tabernacle exactly where those church ages would be and how they would be. And I had them draw it out on the board up there, them church ages which you see here, draw it out in the book.
那天，主在伯南翰堂是怎么准确地显现了那些教会时代在历史中的位置和他们的境况？你们在那本书里看到所画的教会时代的圆圈，与我画在黑板上的圆圈是一模一样的。
And if that Holy Spirit didn't come down in a big pillar of fire and went right back on that wall and drawed them out itself while 300 or 400 people sitting looking at it.
那天，圣灵以火柱的形式下来，直接在教会的墙壁上亲自画出了那些圆圈。当时有300或者400人坐在那里目击了这一切。
And just if the Pope started over here, the moon somehow blacked out and they took the pictures the same way that it was drawn up there on the platform.
很有意义的是，当教皇前往耶路撒冷访问的时候，月亮不知怎么搞的变黑了，他们拍下了月食的照片，这些照片与伯南翰堂讲台上所画的那些图是一样的。
Now he's made his trip over here on the 13th, walked 13 steps, served communion of 13 to a nation's number 13, and blackouts coming everywhere. Don't you see where we're at? We're at the end time.
另外，教皇是在13号那一天访问美国的，登上了13级的台阶，给13个人领受了圣餐，到一个数字是13的国家，而且到处都在停电。你们明白我们所处的时代了吗？我们已经在末世了。
Scoffers shall rise in the last day, say there's no difference in the time than what it was, and what our fathers fell asleep.
必出现好讥诮的人说，从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
But when you see these things begin to happen, raise up your head, get ready. Something could happen at any time. Christ come for his church.
但当你看到这些事情开始发生时，你就要抬起你的头来，准备好，任何时候都有可能发生。基督为他的教会而来。
Now, they don't believe it because it is they don't realize that they're the ones that's fulfilling the scriptures.
但那些人他不相信，因为他们自己就是讥诮者，他们没有意识到自己正是在应验着这些经文的人。
The people really don't realize that doing these things and saying these things.They're fulfilling the scriptures.
那些人，他们确实没有意识到，他们说这样的话，做这样的事，正是在应验着那些经文。
How little did Caiaphas, the high priest, and all those priests in that day that scoffed and made fun of him, didn't know that the very God that they were singing about, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, the 22nd Psalm, my hands and my feet they pierced.
祭司长盖亚法以及其他那些取笑耶稣的祭司们根本认不出他们所颂赞的那位神。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？诗篇22章。他们砸了我的手，我的脚。
Singing that in the temple and him dying out there on the cross. Little did they know they were doing it.
他们正在圣殿里唱着诗歌，而主耶稣却被钉在十字架上受死。他们不知道他们自己所做的正在应验这些经文。
Even when Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Because they were actually predicted by the scriptures to be blind.
这就是为什么耶稣祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。因为圣经预言，他们正是那受蒙蔽的。
Did you know the Protestant and Catholic Church is predicted in the last days to be blind? The same thing to the scriptures with Christ on the outside trying to get in?
你们知道吗？圣经预言在末后的时代，基督教和罗马天主教是瞎眼的，与基督在门外叩门要进来是同一回事。
Because thou sayest, I am rich and in need of nothing, knowest thou not that thou art miserable, poor, wretched, naked, and blind, and don't know it. Revelation 3.
因为他们说，我是富足，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的，却不知道。启示录第三章。
There you are, back to the blindness again, trampling over the things of God as if they didn't mean nothing to them, scoffing and making fun of it. That's what the Bible said.
这就对了，他们是瞎眼的，糟蹋了神的事，好像这些事对他们毫无意义，还讥诮、嘲弄神的事工，这正是圣经上说的。
But to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture.
但是对于永生神的教会，对于心腹来说，背提是给他的启示，这个启示是向他揭示的，这个启示基督的真正的心腹将等待着背提的这个启示。
Now it is a revelation, for the revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith.
这是一个启示，因为启示就是信心，你不可能得到一个不是出于信心的启示。
Faith is a revelation because it's something that's revealed to you. Faith is a revelation.
信心本身就是启示，因为信心是以向你启示的某种东西，信心就是启示。
Faith is something that has been revealed to you, like it was to Abraham that could call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't so.
信心是以向你启示的某种东西，正如神对亚伯拉罕启示的事，他能够把与他所得到的启示完全相反的任何事情当作没有那回事。
Now faith, that's what faith is a revelation of God. The church is built upon a revelation. The whole entire body.
这就是信心，就是神的启示。神真正的教会，整个完整的身体是建立在启示上的。
Here a few weeks ago, I was talking to a fine Baptist minister. He came up to discuss with me. He said, I like you as a man.But said, you're all mixed up. I said, and I pray you help me get straightened down. I said, with the scripture.
几个星期前，我同一位很好的浸信会的牧师谈话，他来同我讨论。他说，我很喜欢你这个人，但是你呢，全搞混淆了。我说，那么我请你帮助我弄明白经文。
He said, we'll never be able, Brother Branham, to get the things together till we get every word upon word upon word exactly with the Greek and so forth.
他说，伯南海弟兄，如果我们不能够逐字逐句准确的与希腊文对照的话，那就永远不可能明白圣经。
I said, oh, sir, you know better than that. I said, even in the Nicaea Council,way back as far as that 300 years from the death of Christ, they were still debating which Greek scholar was right.
我说，先生，你应该很清楚这一点。早在基督死后300年的尼西亚大会上，他们就一直在辩论哪个希腊学者是对的。
You can know, it's a revelation. The whole thing is.
你能够明白圣经，是借着启示，整本圣经就是启示。
He said, I cannot accept revelation. I said, then how can you accept Christ?
他说，我不能接受启示。我就说，那么你是怎么接受基督的呢？
He said, well, the Bible said, he that believeth is, on Jesus Christ has everlasting life.
他回答说，圣经上说，信靠耶稣基督的人必有永生。
I said, that is true. It also says that no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the revelation of the Holy Ghost that's revealed to him.
我说，那是对的，可是圣经上同时又说， 若圣灵不向人启示，没有人能称耶稣为基督，明白吗？
There you are, right back around again. Paul's right back to the revelation. It's got to be revealed in the Bible.
这就对了，绕了一圈又回到了原点，回到了启示上，必须借着启示来明白圣经。
Cain and Abel didn't have a Bible to read, but it was revealed to Abel by faith, which is a revelation. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain, which God testified that he was righteous.
在旧约中，该隐和亚伯那个时候没有圣经可读，但是借着信心，亚伯得到了启示。亚伯献给神的祭比该隐所献的更完美，神也以他为义。
When Jesus was at your Matthew 16, 17, and 18, we haven't time to read it, but if you want to write it down.
在马太福音16章17节到18节，耶稣问了一个问题，我们没有时间来读它，但你可以把经节记下来。
He said, Who does man say I, the Son of Man, am? One of them said, You're Moses or Elias or somewhere. He said, But who do you say I'm?
耶稣问，人说我人子是谁？门徒们他们有的回答说，哦，你是摩西，是以利亚和其他人。耶稣说，但你们说我是谁？
He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonas. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. My Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you.
彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
Upon this rock, the spiritual revelation of who God is, who Jesus is, and He is the revelation of God, God made in flesh and revealed to the world.
我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，这磐石是指神是谁，耶稣是谁，这个属灵的启示。耶稣基督是神的启示，神成了肉身向世人显现。
He was in the world, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, revealing what God was in a body of flesh.
他来到世上，神在基督里，叫世人与自己和好，通过肉身启示神是谁。
Thou art the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of God. He said, flesh and blood never revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you.
你是基督，是那受膏者，是神的儿子。耶稣就说，属血肉的绝不会向你启示这个，乃是我在天上的父启示给你的。
Upon this rock I'll build my church, the revelation of the word in its season. I'll build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
在这磐石上我要建造我的教会，在合一的季节的道的启示下我要建造教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The book of the Revelations is the last book of the Bible. It's sealed to unbelievers.
启示录是圣经中的最后一本书，向着那些不信者，它是封闭的。
In there, the Bible says in the 22nd chapter, Whosoever shall take one word from it or add one word to it, I'll take his part from the book of life.
在启示录第22章里，警告说，谁要是增添一个字或删除一个字，神就要从生命册上删去他的份。
We realize that then it was altogether given for believers.
我们知道启示录全部是给信徒的。
And it opens the book of Revelations and reveals who the author of this entire book is.
他解开了启示录，并启示了谁是整本圣经的作者。
He used to look upon it as Alpha and Omega, from Genesis to Revelations, Jesus Christ, just the same, right straight through.
他是阿拉法，是俄梅嘎，从创世纪到启示录，耶稣基督自始至终都是一样的。
And reveals his complete mystery of himself and his plans for his church ages that's to come, and was sealed in there by seven seals.
他启示了他自己，以及对将来要来的教会时代的计划的全部的奥秘，这一切都被七印封闭在书中。
Now the book was written.But then remember, it was sealed with seven seals, and these seven seals was not to be opened, Revelations 10, until the sounding of the last earthly angel on earth, Revelations 10, 7.
虽然启示录已经写成了书，但是记住，它被七印封闭着， 而在七运要等到地上的最后一位使者发生时才会被解开。启示录第十章第七节。
And as the days of the sounding of the last angel's message, seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished in that age. And that's the age that we're living in.
在第七位天使发生的日子里，最后使者的信息发出时，神的奥秘就要在那个时代得以完全。那个时代就是我们现今所生活的时代。
We all know we're living in the Laodicea age. There will never be another age to it. It can't be.
我们都知道我们是生活在老底加教会时代，之后不会再有另一个教会时代了，不可能有的。
So we're living in the Laodicea age, and these seven seals that held that book as a mystery to people should be open at that day. That's what he promised.
因此，我们是生活在老底加教会时代。对人们来说，封闭那书卷的七印是个奥秘，但它要在那个时代揭开，这是神的应许。
Now it won't be nothing outside the word because you can't add to the word or take from the word. It's got to remain always the word.
它不可能是神话语以外的东西，因为你不能加添或删去神的话语，总是要与圣经保持一致。
But the revelation is to reveal the truth of it, what it is to make it fit with the rest of Scripture, and then God vindicates that to be the truth.
但是神的启示是要揭示七印的真理，它的内容以及它与圣经的其他部分相吻合，然后神印证那是真理。
See, God don't need no interpreter. He's his own interpreter. He does his own interpretation by bringing to pass the things that he said would happen.
明白吗？神不需要任何解释者，他就是他自己的解释者。神通过实践他所应许的来解释他自己的话语。
Like in the beginning, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. I don't need any interpretation. It was vindicated.
就如在起初，神说要有光，就有了光，不需要任何其他的解释，他也得到了印证。
Now he promised certain things in this last day in the Scripture. Well, there it was.
神在圣经中应许他在末日要发生一些事，然后事情就这么发生了。
That's how Jesus was the Son of God. He promised to send him. When he was in his days here on earth and the people couldn't believe him, he said, search the scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me.
这就是为什么耶稣是神的儿子。神应许要派遣他来。当耶稣在世上的时候，人们不相信他。耶稣说，查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
If I do not the works of my Father, then believe me not. But if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do, because they testify who I am.
我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，因为他们见证了我是谁。
Well, then, in Wesley's age, the works that he did testified who he was. In Luther's age, on the Reformation, Well, sure, testified who he was.
那么在卫斯理时代，卫斯理所做的见证了他是谁。在路德的改革时代，当然他见证了路德是谁。
In the days of the Pentecostals, the restoring back of the gifts, the restoration of the gifts, speaking in tongues and casting out devils and the gifts, why, it testified. There was no joke about it.
在五旬节运动的时期，圣灵的恩赐恢复回来了。这些恩赐比如说方言、赶鬼等等，也做了见证，这是毫无疑问的。
People said when they first raised up, I read the books on the history of Pentecost. They said it can't last long; it'll burn down. It's still burning.
有人说，当他最初兴起时，我读过一本有关二十世纪初五旬节运动历史的书。当时人们说，这个运动不会持续太久的，它会渐渐熄灭。可是时至今日，它依旧燃烧着。
It's because you never put it out. God said it would be there. It's that portion of the word. And no more could you put that out.
为什么？因为你无法将它熄灭。神说它会一直在那里。它是神的道的一部分。你不能将它熄灭。
And then when the bride is being called out, how are you going to put it out?
同样的，当心腹被呼召时，你如何能阻止他呢？
It's a revelation of the manifestation of the Word made true. And we're living in that day. Praise be to God. The revelation of the mystery of Himself.
这是神彰显的道得以具体化的启示。我们就是生活在这个时代里，赞美神。这是神自己的奥秘的启示。
Now the rapture is only, this rapture that we're talking about is only for the bride. Remember the Bible said, and the rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years.
我们正在谈论的背题只与心腹有关。记住，圣经上说，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那1000年完了。
This great rapture, if there's not a rapture, friends, where are we at? What are we going to do? What age are we living in? What promise do we have?
这伟大的背题，如果不会发生背题，朋友们，那么我们在哪里？我们该怎么办？我们生活在什么时代里？我们拥有的是什么样的应许？
There is going to be a rapture. The Bible says there will be, and it'll be only for the elected. The elected lady, the bride, in this day that's pulled out, the church.
一定会有背题。圣经说将会有背题。这背题只给选民，蒙拣选的太太，在这个时代被呼召出来的心腹，永生神的教会。
The very word church means called out of. As Moses called a nation out of a nation, the Holy Spirit is calling a bride out of a church, a church out of a church.
教会这个词的意思是被呼召出来，就像摩西从国中呼召一群人，圣灵正从教会中呼召出心腹，从教会中呼召出真正的教会。
Members from every denomination making up a bride. Bride tree. It's in the tape. The bride tree.
记住，从每个宗派组织中呼召出一群成员组成心腹，心腹树，这个信息也录在录音带中了。
A bride coming out called, and that's the one that the bride tree is the bride rather is the one that's going to be in the rapture.
心腹因为被召而出来，这就是心腹树了。只有心腹才在背题当中。
That alone, nothing but the bride, the elected ones, foreknown by God, from the beginning, the Father's spiritual chains.
唯有心腹，除了心腹没有别人。他们是神从起初就预知拣选的人。是天父的属灵基因。
Let me just stop here a minute. If I keep getting nervous thinking I'm going to hold you too long.
让我在这里停一会儿。我一直感到很紧张，怕把你们留在这里时间太长。
But notice, look, each one of you people, do you know years before you were born, you were in your father as a Jane?
但注意，你们每一个人，你们知道吗？在你们出生之前的许多年，就作为一个基因存在于你的父亲里面了。
That's right. A germ of seed was in your father comes from the male sex, not the female.
那是真的。种子的生殖细胞早在你的父亲里面，是来自男性，而不是女性，明白吗
？Female furnishes a bedding ground, but the germ come from the
女性只提供卵子和温床。但生殖细胞是来自男性。
Now, say in my father or my son sitting here, when I was 16 years old, my son was in me. I didn't know him, but he was there.
比如说，在我的父亲里面，比如坐在这里的我的儿子，在我16岁的时候，我的儿子就在我里面了。我不认识他，但他已经在我里面了。
Now, through a bedding ground, through holy wedlock, he becomes.In the image of me.
通过圣洁的婚姻生活，通过一个温床，他诞生了，形象像我。
I know him. I can fellowship with him, and he comes just at the time when it's the right time.
现在我认识他，能够与他交通，他只是在适当的时间出生。
Now, so were you in? If you've got eternal life, you were a in God before there ever was a world. You are a part, a son of God, an attribute of God.
是的，你也是一样。如果你有永生，在创世以前，你就在神里面，你是神的一部分，你是神的一个儿子，神的一个书信。
He knew the very age you were coming. He predestinated you to that age to take that place, and no one else can take it.
神知道你要在哪个时代来到，他预定你在那个时代来到那个位置上，没有其他的人可以取代你。不管有多少模仿者等等，你必须在那里，因为神知道你会在那里。
Now you are made manifest. Now you can fellowship with him. That's what he wants. He's longing for fellowship to be worshipped.
现在你被彰显出来，你现在可以与他交通，那就是他所要的。神渴望和人交通，渴望得到敬拜。
But if your life did not always was as an attribute in God, you're just a mimic of Christianity.
但是如果你的生命不是神的一个属性，你就只是基督信仰的一个仿制品。
There'll be millions and billions of them. They'll just be mimics of Christianity.
明白吗？将有亿亿万万这样的人，他们只是基督信仰的仿制品。
A remark that I made just recently. I was watching Brother Demas Shakarian over there when he was having high breeding cattle. Watch the test tubes and so forth. Been taken in by doctors and watching these things.
我曾经这样说过，当我与迪莫斯·萨克莱恩弟兄在那里看着他们喂牛配种，我看到医生们拿那些试管等等来进行配种。
In the literal discharge of the male, there's somewhat a million germs comes forth from the male at each time, and somewhat a million eggs comes from the female at the same time.
每一次雄性排出精液时，就会排出100万个精子，同时雌性排卵时，可能会有100万个卵子。
But did you know in all them little germs moving around, a million of them, there's only one of them ordained to life? And there's only one egg fertile?
但你知道吗？在这100万个游来游去的精子中，只有一个是预定生成下来的，而且也只有一个卵子有繁殖力。
And that little germ will crawl right through every one of them other little germs, right over the top of every little germ looking just like him, and come over the top of that and come over here and find that fertile egg and crawl into it, and then all the rest of them die?
那个小精子会越过其他所有的精子，越过那些看起来与它很相似的精子，到它们的最前面，来到这里找到那个有繁殖力的卵子，就进到它里面去了，其他的精子就全部死去。
我 talk about the virgin birth, which not half is mystery, is a physical birth. How it's foreordained, predestinated by God.
比起童女生子，自然生产更奥秘。虽然两者同样都是神所预定的。
Now, in the beginning, way back, way years ago, before there was a time began, you, if you are a born again Christian tonight, you were in God then, your father.
如果我们追溯回去，回到起初，回到时间还没有开始以前，如果你今晚是个重生的基督徒，那时你就在神里面，在你的天父里面。
That's why when you come into this life here and profess Christianity, everything going wrong, you wonder why this isn't all this. You wondered at it.
这就是为什么你来到这个世界并能接受基督，可能每一件事都有点不对劲，你一直怀疑为什么这件事那件事会发生在你身上，你感到疑惑。
Something struck you. What was it? That life that was down in there from the beginning.
但有一天，某样东西发生，使你相信了。这是什么呢？是从起初就在你里面的那个生命。
A little story about the eagle finding his mother finding the eagle. You've heard me preach on that.
既然如此，就像那个母鹰找到它的小鹰的故事，你们已经听我传讲过。
Eagle was hatched under a hen, But she, her habits of trying to feed them chickens, the little eagle couldn't stomach it because he wasn't a chicken to begin with. Yet he was in the pen with the chickens and followed the chickens.
一个小鹰怎样被母鸡孵出来了？但母鸡它喂养小鸡的方式使小鹰吃不消，因为它本来就不是鸡。但小鹰不得不与小鸡同住在一个鸡窝里，跟小鸡一起生活。每次母鸡在谷场里挖地找虫子，小鹰忍受不了这种生活方式。但每次母鸡招呼小鸡们，小鹰不得不跟着去。
But one day his mother knew that she had laid two eggs, not one. There had to be another one somewhere. She went to hunt it, flying around, circling.
但有一天，母鹰知道她下了两个蛋而不是一个蛋，一定在哪里还有另一个蛋，她便出去寻找。她四处盘旋，一圈一圈地飞着。
Finally, she came over the barnyard and she found her baby. And she screamed to him. It was a voice that he realized that's the thing that fit.
终于，母鹰来到了农家院的上空，找到了他的小鹰，就对着他呼唤。这声音使小鹰意识到，这个声音是他一直所渴望的。
That was what he's looking for. See, and he realized then that he wasn't a chicken, he was an eagle.
这是他一直在寻找的。看，他意识到他不是一只鸡，而是一只鹰。
That's why ever born again Christian, when you come, I don't care how many denominations you join, how many names you put your name on the books and things.
这是每一个重生的基督徒的经历。我不管你曾加入过多少个宗派组织，你曾经把多少次把自己的名字写在教会的会员册上。
When that real word of God is vindicated and made true before you like that, you realize you're an eagle right there.
当神真实的道在你面前得到印证并变成事实时，你立即意识到你是一只鹰。
Because all this clucking of the hen, you join this and go this way and that way, it's nonsense. It's a genuine adding word to word.
因为所有鸡的那种咕咕叫啊，你来参加这个那个，去这里去那里，那是胡扯。一个名副其实的信徒，他会在神的真道上成长。
When a germ comes into the womb of the female, it don't take on you. You didn't become a human germ from your father, and then the next thing you become a germ from a dog, and the next thing from a cat, and the next thing from a chicken is all human germ.
当一个精子进入女性的子宫时，它不会形成。当你被孕育时，你不会是从你父亲来的精子。然后又变成从狗来的，然后又变成从猫来的，然后又变成从鸡来的，它一直是人的精子。
And the body of Jesus Christ, the bride will be part of his body, which will, he was the word, and the bride will have to be the word. Word added to word, add to word.
耶稣基督的身体，心腹，像是他身体的一部分，他是道，心腹也必须是那道。道上加道，不断地在道中成长。
Luther's justification, Wesley's sanctification, Pentecostal's baptism with the Holy Spirit, restoration of gifts, and all the rest of it goes with it.
路德的称义，卫斯理的成圣，五旬节运动的圣灵之喜，恩赐的恢复，所有这一切都加在一起，看到没有？
It's got to be word on top of word. Germ on top of germ, life on top of life.To bring out the full statue of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you remember you as an attribute.
它必须是道上加道，胚芽的繁殖，生命的成长，把耶稣基督心腹的完整身量体现出来。记住，你是神的一个属性。
And now the thing of it is, after we find out these things that Christ is coming for,His bride. Now, how do we get into that bride? That's the question.
现在关键的是，我们知道基督要为他的心腹而来之后，我们怎样才能成为心腹？这是问题所在。
Many say join our congregation. One of them wants a certain type of baptism. One wants to do this or that.
许多人会说，来加入我们的教会。 一个要某种洗礼的方式，一个想要这么做，另一个想要那样做。
One said you must speak with tongues or you haven't got it. The other said you don't have to speak with tongues.
另一个说你必须说方言，否则就没有得到圣灵。还有一个说你不必说方言。
This says you must dance in the spirit. This says you must shout. This got a sense, isn't it? It's all right, and then still it's all wrong.
这个说你必须在灵里跳舞，那个说你必须喊叫，还有的说要有激情，这些听起来都很好，但他们都是错误的。
How could a man that's or a woman or a child of God that's born of the Spirit of God deny the Word of God?
一个从神的灵而生的男人或女人或孩子，怎么能否认神的道呢
？When God Himself interpreted it and said, "This is it. I promised it. Here it is." Showing it just as plain as it can, why they're bound to see it.
当神亲自解释说，这就是了，我所应许的，就是这个了。再清楚不过了，肯定的，他们一定会认得出。
See, how could Christ deny His own word? If Christ is in you, it can't deny His own word.
明白吗？基督怎能否认他自己的话语呢？如果基督在你里面，他就不会否认他自己的话。
Then how do we get into this body? 1 Corinthians 12, by one spirit we're all baptized into this body. By one Holy Spirit baptism.
现在我们怎样进入那个身体呢？哥林多前书十二章里说，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了这个身体，都受同一个圣灵的洗。
Now, if you want to put that down, that's 1 Corinthians 12:13, and by one Spirit we are all baptized.
如果你想记下是哪节经文，是哥林多前书第十二章第十三节，都从一位圣灵受洗。
And the Spirit is the life of Christ. Is that right? The life of Christ.
圣灵就是基督的生命，对吗？基督的生命。
And the life of any seed which he was, the word seed, brings the seed to life. You get it?
任何种子里面的生命，基督是道的种子，使种子活起来。你明白了吗？
If that life is laying in the seed, and this baptism of the Holy Spirit comes upon it, it's bound to bring that seed life.
如果这生命在种子里，圣灵的洗淋到那种子上，它就会使种子里的生命活起来。
As I told you here, Phoenix not long ago, I was talking to Brother John Sherr.
我曾在凤凰城告诉过你们，不久前我和约翰沙瑞德弟兄谈话。
Now, I was out there and he showed me a tree, a citrus. He raised a lot of citrus fruit. And he showed me one tree that had 8 or 9 different kinds of fruit on it.
我在他那里，他只给我看一棵树，属于柑橘类的树。他种了很多柑橘类的树。他只给我看一棵树，上面长了8-9种不同的果子。
And I said, Brother Sherr, what kind of tree is that? It's an orange tree.
我说，沙尔德弟兄，这是什么树？他说是橙树。
I said, why is the lemon and the tangerine and tangelo and grapefruit? He said, it's all citrus fruit. They're grafted.
我就问，橙树上为什么会结柠檬、橘子、柚子和葡萄柚呢？他说，他们都是柑橘类的果子，嫁接在橙树上的。
Oh, I said, see now, next year it'll all have oranges. But oh no, each tree will bear its own. Each lamb will bear its own fruit.
哦，我说我明白了。那么明年他会结橙子吗？他说，哦，不会的，每棵树结自己的果子，每个枝子结他自己的果子。
Many of you fruit growers know that you're in this citrus valley. It'll bear its own.
在种柑橘类果树的山谷里，许多果农都知道这一点，每个枝子只结自己的果子。
You put a lemon, a branch in an orange tree, it'll bear lemons.Because it's the nature of a citrus fruit, yet it won't bear the original fruit.
你嫁接柠檬到橙树上，嫁接的枝子就结出柠檬，因为那是属柑橘类果树的本性，而嫁接上的树不再结原本的果子。
And that's what we've done. We've grafted in, taken in with creeds and so forth, and grafted in each year.
这就是我们所做的。 我们嫁接进来了，带进了信条等等，嫁接进来了不同的东西。
How can the Methodist bring forth anything but a Methodist child? How can any denomination bring forth anything but a denominational child?
无疑的，卫理公会除了结出卫理公会信徒，还能结什么果子呢？任何宗派除了结出各宗派的成员，还能结什么果子呢？但是如果在原来的陈树上长出自己的枝子，这个枝子就会结出橙子来。
And then if God ever does anything in the church, it'll be original back with the word again. Exactly, it has to be. Because life is in the tree and it bears its own kind.
同样的，如果神在他的教会中行事，神所作所为一定会同原来的一样，又回到原本的道上，确实如此，必须是这样，因为生命在那树里，它将结出自己的果子。
Now, when we find out now there's that big church has moved down through the ages, bearing its fruit, and as the limbs quit, they prune them off.
我们发现各时代以来，庞大的教会组织只结他自己的果子，一旦他的枝子不结果子时，他们就会被砍掉。
St. John 15 never pruned the vine out. Now I took the branches off, cut them out because it wasn't bearing any fruit.
在约翰福音第十五章说，真葡萄树从没有被砍掉，神将那些枝子剪除砍掉，因为他们不结果子。
Jesus wants fruit of it for himself. His wife must bring forth the kind of a children that he is.
那么我们，耶稣要他自己的果子，他的心腹必须生出属于他的孩子。
Then if they don't bring forth children, bride children, word children, then it's the denominational child.
如果他们不生出孩子，心腹的儿女，道的儿女，那么就是宗派的儿女。
Then her first love for the world and denomination, she's gone back to that, and it can't bring forth a real, genuine, born again Christian, because there's nothing there to bring it forth.
如果是这样的话，他最爱的是世界和宗派，他已经回到世界中去了。那些宗派不能产生真正的重生的基督徒，因为在那里没有这样的生命。
It's like if you take a lemon branch and stick it in there, it'll bring a lemon, but it can't bring an orange because it wasn't there at the beginning.
就像你取了柠檬枝子，嫁接在橙树上，它就会结出柠檬而结不出橙子。因为他起初就不是。
But it was ordained at the beginning, foreknowledge of God, predestinated and born, it has to bring forth an orange, it can't bring nothing else.
但神在起初凭着预知所预定的，橙树就应该结橙子，而不能结其他任何果子。
That's the way at the church of the living God. When the hour comes, everybody, you let God start to do something, everybody's got the ball and gone. See? It's always been that way.
永生神的教会也是这样，到了时候，每个人，你看神开始做某件事后，每个人都模仿起来，并走上不同的方向。瞧，一直以来都是这样的。
I was reading a history of Martin Luther not long ago. Said, it wasn't so hard to believe that Martin Luther could protest the Catholic Church and get by with it.
不久前，我阅读有关马丁路德的历史，他说。要相信马丁路德能够对天主教提出抗议，却还能够生存下来，这并不难。
But so the strange thing is he could hold his head above all the fanaticism that followed his revival and still stay straight on his justification. Just everything, impersonations and everything falling.
但是，马丁路德能够在一切跟随他复兴的狂热分子之上，而且还能够坚守他的称义教导。这简直是个奇迹，看到吗？所有的一切，各类的模仿，以及所有的一切都跟随着他。
Look at Mrs. Simple McPherson, Amy Simple McPherson. They had this temple over here. Every lady preacher had them wings and packed the Bible the same way. Just carnal impersonations.
看看艾美·散伯·麦克培森夫人，她的教堂就在那边。每一个女传道人。都模仿他的传道方式，这只是世俗的模仿。
They can't be original. That's why the churches can't be.
他们不可能是原本的，众教会宗派也是这样，不可能是原本的。
You let one church get something other than the city, the other church can't stand it, they get it. See? They're not original anymore.
如果城里的某个教会得到了某件东西，其他的教会也一定要得到才罢休。瞧，他们不再是原本的了。
God's word is original. It's the word, and it has to bring forth its time, its kind in its season. Elected, predestinated by the Father God.
神的道是原本的，它是道，它必定要在合适的时候生出同类，也就是父神所拣选预定的子民。
Now, how do we get into this church? By one spirit, we are all baptized into this one body, body of Christ, which is the bride, the word. Baptized in there by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如何归入这个真正的教会呢？我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，基督的身体，就是心腹，就是道，是通过圣灵的洗进入的。
Now, let's notice whether we're in the last age or not.
现在，让我们来看看我们是否在最后的时代里。
Now we find out if we turn back in Genesis about the or about the fifth chapter, you can also turn to Luke and find out that Enoch was the seventh from Noah. Enoch.
如果我们翻开《创世纪》，在《创世纪》第五章。你也可以翻到《路加福音》，我们就会发现以诺是亚当的第七代。
There catches the serpent seed. For if Cain was Abel's son, then he was the eighth. But nowhere in the Bible it said that Cain was Abel's son, or Cain, or Cain was Adam's son.
这些经文解释了蛇的后裔。如果该隐是亚当的儿子，那么他就应该在亚当的家谱中，但却没有。你们明白了吗？圣经没有一个地方说该隐是亚当的儿子。
Because the Bible said he was of that evil one, and Adam wasn't the evil one. He was of the evil one.
正因为是这样，圣经上说该隐是出于魔鬼那恶者的，亚当不是那恶者，明白了吗？他是出于那恶者的。
Now we find here that Enoch was the seventh from Noah, which was a type of the church ages.
我们发现以诺是亚当的第七代，预表的第七个教会时代。
Now all of the rest of the six men before him died, but Enoch was translated.
Amen. 在以诺之前，所有的六代人都死了，但是以诺被提了。
Enoch was raptured.
Amen.
The seventh, showing that it's the seventh church age that takes the rapture.
Amen.
以诺第七代被提了，预表的被提是在第七个教会时代发生的。
Now there's no doubt we're in the seventh church age.
That's right.
We all know it. Now it's the seventh church age that takes the rapture. All of the other six died.
毫无疑问，我们生活在第七个教会时代，我们都知道这一点。现在被提是在第七个教会时代中发生，其他的六个都死了。但以诺被提了，人们找不到他，神将他提去
了。
但是以诺的被提也预表了所有的在基督里已死了的人。
The end time bride will be called out of the rapture without death, will be called out of the seventh church age, which we are now bearing record of that age.
但末日的心腹要被神呼召出来，要活生生的被提，不要经过死亡，要在第七个教会时代中被呼召出来，就是在我们这个时代所见证的。
Oh, let's dig in now real deep.Now, here also a type of the seventh church ages, which in Revelation 10:7, that the great mystery of the book was to be unfolded by the seventh angel's message.
哦，让我们更深入一层。现在，这也预表了七个教会时代。在启示录第十章第七节中，那伟大的奥秘之书要在第七位使者的信息中得以解释。
Now there's a messenger above always and a messenger on earth. The English word angel means a messenger.
一直有一位天上的使者，也有一位地上的使者。英语单词天使的意思就是指使者。
And in the seventh angel's message, while he was making his proclaiming his ministry, then when he began to sound forth his ministry, not when he started out.
在这第七位使者的信息中，当他做出他的宣告，宣告他的事工，当他开始发声侍奉时，而不是在他一开始的时候。
Jesus, when he started out, started healing the sick and afflicted. Oh, that great rabbi, he's a prophet, and everybody wanted him in his church.
就如耶稣，当他开始他的事工时，他先医治病痛者。哦，那位伟大的拉比，他是一位先知，每个人都要他到他们的教会中去。
But when he sat down one day and said, I and my father are one.
Amen.
That was different.
Amen.
That was different.
但是有一天，当耶稣坐下来说，我与父原为一，一切就不同了，那就不一样了。
And except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Why, he's a vampire. See, that was different.
耶稣说，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。哦，这个人是吸血鬼，看到没有？瞧，不一样了。
He didn't explain it. They had already seen the manifestation, the vindication of the word of God for his age made real and proved to him that he was that messenger of that age. And he didn't have to explain nothing.
耶稣没有解释，他的门徒已经看到了神对那个时代的道的彰显和印证，证明了耶稣就是那时代的使者，他没有必要解释任何事。那些门徒可能无法解释这样的说法，但他们相信他，不管他们是否能够解释，他们只是静静地坐着并相信了。
How could they tell this go to eat his flesh and drink his blood? Well, it's impossible for him to do it. But they believed it because they were ordained.
他们怎么能辨别是否真的要吃他的肉喝他的血呢？当然他们不可能这样做，但他们相信他，因为他们是被预定的。
Jesus said he chose them before the foundation of the world. See? They believed it whether they could explain it or not, they still believed it.
耶稣说他在创世之前就已经拣选了他们，明白吗？他们相信耶稣说的话，不管他们是否能够解释，他们还是相信了。
Now, watch. Now, in the seventh church age,When the seventh angel begins to sound, the mysteries of God was to be made known right there.
现在注意，在第七个教会时代，当第七位使者开始发声，神的奥秘就立即被知晓了。
The seals that the reformers had time. Luther didn't live long enough. Neither did Wesley. The ages didn't live long enough. And reformers.
那些改革者。他们没有足够的时间，路德活得不够久，威斯里也一样，他们这些改革者，他们的时代不够长久。
They had their message of that day, and the people grasped it and denominated it. What is it? You can never beat nature. Nature always testifies God runs in continuity with nature. It has to.
改革者有他们当代的信息，人们抓住它并组织起来。结果怎么样呢？你战胜不了大自然，大自然一直在做见证，神不断地通过大自然来彰显，必须是这样。
Like the sun rises in the morning, it's a little baby born. It's weak, ain't got much heat to it.
就像太阳，当它早晨在东方升起时，像一个出生的婴儿，虚弱，没有太强烈的热量。
10 o'clock, it's coming out of high school. Middle of the day, it's entering into life. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's getting old.5 o'clock, it's dying.
10点钟时，太阳就如中学毕业的孩子。中午时，他充满了生机。下午3点钟，他就开始衰退。5点时，他就渐渐的死去。
Old and weak again, going back to the grave. Is that the end of it? It rises again the next morning. See?
再次老迈、软弱，要回到墓穴中。这就是他的终点吗？不，第二天早晨他又升起来。看到了吗？
Look at the trees, how they put forth their leaves, everything that they do. Now we find out the leaves drop off the tree. Go back.
看看树木， 树木的花开花落，树叶在生长，我们看到树叶从树上落下，叶落归根。
What the life goes down to the root of the tree? Is that the end of it? Comes back next spring with new life.
发生了什么事？生命回到了树根，这就是它的终点吗？不，第二年的春天又出现了新的生机。
Watch the churches how it's done the same thing in the Reformation.
看看教会，在改革时期也是这样。
It come up that a corn of wheat fell in the ground and died under the Dark Age persecution. It went into the ground. It had to die. Any man spiritual can see that.
它出现了生机，麦粒落在土里，在黑暗的逼迫时期中死去。它埋在地下，必须死去。任何属灵的人都能够明白这一点。
Unless that seed dies and rots, it abides alone, and it had to go into the ground under the Dark Age.
除非种子死去并腐烂，不然它还是孤独的一粒，它必须落在土里进入黑暗时期。
Lay there, rotted, and come forth in two little blades of the Lutheran Church.
在那里腐烂，接着冒出两片嫩叶，象征的路德教会。
Out of the Lutheran Church, brought off more blades, swingly and so forth. From that, come on up into the tassel, which was John Wesley, the great missionary age.
从路德教会。又生长出更多的叶子，就是象征着主恩力等等。从那里又长成了麦穗，就是约翰卫斯理伟大的宣教时代。
It dropped back out of there, come that deceiving age, that Pentecostal age.
从那里又发展到迷惑的时代，就是五旬节运动的年代。
That corn of wheat, that anybody ever here raise any wheat? You look at that wheat when you look at it.
那颗麦粒，这里有人曾经种过麦子吗？你观看麦田，注意观察那麦粒。
When you go out there, say I've got wheat. You look like you got a wheat there. Open it up real close and watch. You ain't got a wheat at all. You got a shuck.
你出去看到一片的麦子生长茂盛，你说：“哦，我的麦子好收成，看起来你已经得到了麦子。”但你打开麦壳仔细看，你还没有得到麦粒，你得到的只是麦壳。
Didn't Jesus warn us that in Matthew 24:22, in the last days, that the two spirits would be so close together, it would deceive the elected wheat itself, if it was possible. Now watch, it's a carrier.
耶稣不是在马太福音24:22-24里警告我们说，在末日，两种灵是如此的相似。如果可能的话，连被拣选的麦粒本身，就是选民，也会被迷惑。看到了吗？注意，麦壳它只是载体。
Now the life that come up through Luther was what made Wesley. The life that come out of Wesley is what made Pentecost. The life that comes out of Pentecost makes a wheat.
从路德成长出来的生命缔造了卫斯理，从卫斯理成长出来的生命缔造了五旬节运动，从五旬节运动成长出来的生命缔造了麦粒。
But they are carriers, see? The real life goes through there, the message goes through, but it's heading on up into the wheat. That's the reason the wheat come up and brings the whole thing in the rapture up here at the top.
但是他们都只是载体，明白了吗？真正的生命经历了这一切，信息经过了这些阶段，直到形成麦粒，这就是为什么要接触麦粒，并在这最高处将一切带到背体中。
The bride itself comes out of each age.But the denominational stalk dies, dries up, dies.
心腹本身来自每个教会时代，但宗派的麦茎死去了，枯干了，并死去了。
Have you noticed this last days how it's begin to pull away now? When that wheat begins to grow, then the shuck begins to get away from it.
你们注意到在末后的时代里，麦壳怎样开始脱落的吗？当麦粒开始形成时，麦壳也开始脱离它。
Look back in that little wheat when you look at it. Pull it open like this and look into it, and see you've got a little bud of wheat back there. You'd have to take a 30-power scope to look into it to see the little bud of wheat back there. See, but it's way back in there, but it starts growing.
回顾那颗小麦，当你打开那麦壳，仔细看它里面，你就会发现有一颗小麦芽。必须用放大30倍的显微镜。才能够看到那里面的小麦芽，明白吗？它已在那里，但开始生长了。
Now that shuck has to be there to shelter that, to give it a chance to get out. But then when it begins to grow and the message begins to spread, then the shuck pulls away from it.
注意，麦壳必须在那里保护它， 给他机会生长。当他开始生长，信息开始传播，麦壳就从他那里脱落下来。
And the life goes right out of that shuck right into the wheat. Goes on. That's the way each age does. It just can't beat nature. That's God's continuity, the way he does things.
生命就离开麦壳，直接形成麦粒，生命继续下去。这就是每一个教会时代发展的方式。我们无法与大自然相对抗，这是神连续性的行事方式。
And now, that's the age that we're living in. Right now, the seventh church age. Now, it's all to be manifested in the grain of wheat at the end. Another comeback.
那就是我们现在所生活的时代，第七个教会时代。所有的一切都彰显在麦子末端的麦粒上，再一次回来。
Now, if you take Luke, the 17th chapter and the 31st, he said, as it was in the days of Sodom.So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, when the Son of Man begins to reveal himself.
如果你们看《路加福音》第十七章第三十节，耶稣说：“罗德的日子怎样，人子显现的日子也要怎样。人子要开始显现他自己。”
What is revealed, make his revelation of what he is in this day revealed out to the people. The word that's made known for the day.
要显现什么？揭示他在今日的身份，向人们揭示今日要彰显的道。
Revealed to the people by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit making that Jesus live among us.
借着圣灵的彰显，向人们启示耶稣仍然活在我们当中。
And remember, he was represented there in a man. A man.
记住，在创世纪里，他以人的身份彰显出来，一个人。
He said, as it was. Now, he read the same Bible we read, Genesis. Now, we notice in that Genesis chapter there, when Jesus was speaking about it.
耶稣说，就如罗德的日子怎样。他读的是我们所读的同样的创世纪经文。我们注意到耶稣所引用的可以在创世纪中找到。
We find there that in that, with his back turned to that tent, and Sarah in the tent,He said, he asked a question. And she didn't believe that what was going to happen could happen.
我们发现在创世纪里，她背对着帐篷，莎拉在帐篷里。她说，她问了一个问题，莎拉并不相信所说的要发生的会发生。
He said, now, Abraham, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And Sarah in the tent laughed about it. He said, why did Sarah laugh in the tent?Then how can these things be?
他说，亚伯拉罕，到明年这时候我要再来，你的妻子莎拉要生一个儿子。瞧，莎拉在帐篷内听到了，就暗笑。他说，为什么莎拉在帐篷里暗笑说，这些事怎会发生呢？
Jesus promised, and that was him, Abraham called him Elohim, the Almighty, that was him.
耶稣应许过，他就是那位。亚伯拉罕称他为以罗辛全能者，那就是他。
Now, the Bible predicts that it will return again in the last days. Jesus said so.
圣经预言说，这要在末日再次出现。耶稣也如此说。
And when you see these things begin to come to pass, just remember, when this starts to take in place like that, then it should know that the time is not at the door.
当你看到这些事开始发生时，只要记住，当这事开始发生，就像过去那样时，你就知道时候近了，就在门口了。
Look at the world itself. Look at the world. Sodom, if there ever was a Sodom. Look at the people perverted in such a perverting. Their minds are perverted. They don't know what common decency is.
看看今天的世界，看看今天的世界，就如索多玛一样，今天的人们是如此的堕落。他们的思想是邪恶的，不知道什么叫正白。
Look at the outlaws, sexuals, and everything else. Look at our women, what a rampage it's made. Look what a rampage of indecency and moral amongst our women.
看看那些歹徒，性开放以及其他所有的东西。看看现今的女人随心所欲，看看女人的不端庄、道德的腐败。
And not only are you say that's Methodist, that's Pentecostal too. That's the whole thing.
不仅是我们的，你说那是指卫理公会的信徒，五旬节派的妇女也是这样的，全都一样。
Look at our man, they hang instead of the word of God, some little tradition of a denomination, they hang on to it.
Amen.
Instead of coming out when they see God make himself known perfectly. The reason they're blind, they can't see it. They never will see it.
看看我们的男人，他们死抓着一些宗派的传统，而不是神的道，他们死抱着他，即使看到神完美的彰显他自己之后，也不愿意出来，原因是他们是瞎眼的，他们看不见真理，他们永远也看不到。
Now watch what takes place here. And this, while we hurry, I think that lady wants us to leave. I've seen her motion her hand something or other about. She wants us to get out, so we better hurry.
观察发生在这里这些事，我们要快一点了。我想，那位女士是想叫我们离开，她示意看她的手表，还有那些动作，是想叫我们离开。我们最好加快一点。
So now notice, Enoch, the type of the church. Here he's also typed in the seventh church age. Can you think of that? The seventh church age. Notice at the sounding of.
注意以诺，他是心腹的预表，在这里他预表了第七个教会时代。你们有没有想到这点？第七个教会时代，注意，在第七个使者发生的时候。
How many believe there have been seven messengers for the seven church? Oh, we all believe it. If we believe the Bible, if we don't believe the Bible, of course we don't believe it. But there has been.
有多少人相信七个教会时代有七位使者？哦，如果我们相信圣经，就会相信这一点。如果我们不相信圣经，当然我们就不会相信这一点了，但这确实是真的。
Now we're living in the seventh church age. And when the Bible said that this seventh church age, when the messenger of the seventh church age begins to sound his message, that the mysteries of all the things that's been twisted up down through the age would be revealed in that time.
我们现在生活在第七个教会时代中，圣经上说，在这个第七个教会时代中，当第七位教会时代的使者开始传扬他的信息时，所有在以往各时代中被歪曲的奥秘都要在那时候被揭示出来。
Here we see it. The Son of Man coming among his people and doing just exactly confirming his message as he said he would do. Here we find it in this last age.
在这里我们看到了人子来到他的子民当中，确实行了他应许他要做的事，证实了他的信息。我们在这最后时代看到了这一点。
Now, and the seven watches, like the seven watches, one come, he didn't come to first watch, second, third, fourth, but come in the seventh watch.
好的，就如七位守更的人，等候某个人的到来，神没有在第一位守更时来到，也没有在第二位、第三位、第四位守更时来到。但他在第七位守更时来到。
That was Enoch, the seventh, which was translated, and Noah being a type of the remnant of Jews is to be carried over.
就像以诺，第七位，他被提了。但挪亚是剩余的犹太人的预表，他们要经过大灾难。
Now, in the Bible times, talking about the watches, and nights were not divided into hours in the Bible time.
说到圣经时代中的守更者，圣经时代中晚上的时间不是以小时划分的。
Now listen closely, because I'll hurry now, because they want the room.
现在注意听，我要加快一点，因为他们要这个礼堂。
No, the Bible was not divided, or the night was not divided in hours in the Bible time. It was divided in watches. There were three watches.
不，圣经时代的晚上的时间不是，在圣经时代，晚上的时间是以更来划分的，一共有三更。
Now the first watch started at from 9 until 12. The second watch started from 12 to 3. And the third watch of the night was counted from 3 to 6.
第一更是从晚上9点开始到午夜12点。第二更是从午夜12点开始到清晨3点。第三更是从清晨3点到6点的。
We got three threes, which is a nine in perfect number.
我们有333，就是九，不是完美的数字。
Then we come back to the seven for the rapture, which will take place, I believe, between 6 and 7 o'clock, or 6 and 9 o'clock some morning.
我们 再回头来说，七是预表背提的。我相信背提会发生在某早晨的六点到七点之间，或者说发生在六点与九点之间。
For the trumpet of the Lord shall sound on that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise in the glory of His resurrection chair.
因为主耶稣回来时候，必要高声吹起号筒，凡信主而死的人，都必在那早晨复活，和活人一同被提直到天空。
When his chosen ones shall gather to their homes beyond the sky, when the roll's called up yonder, I'll be there.
凡蒙选得胜的人，都必同得荣耀快乐，在那边点名，我也必在其中。
The word rapture in the Bible is not even used at all. We just put that word there. The Bible says caught up, being caught up.
英文圣经中根本没有提到 rapture 这个词，是我们采用了它。圣经是这样说，被提上去了，被提走了。
We read here in 2 Thessalonians, or 1 Thessalonians, it is the order of this great rapture that will take place in the last days. Listen to this here. We're going to begin here with 13th verse.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书，看看末日伟大的被提发生的次序。注意听，我们从第十三节开始。
I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others that have no hope.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
For if we believe Christ died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
For we say this unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, or that word prevent means to hinder, those that are asleep.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，断不能在什么之先，意思就是不会妨碍。
For the Lord himself shall descend, now listen close, the Lord himself shall descend from the heavens with a shout.With the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
因为主必亲自从天降临。现在注意听，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Now I want you to notice a great thing taking place here now.Don't miss this thing.
我要你们注意这里所发生的一个重要的事件，千万不要错过。看。
Now, notice, the word says here in 2 Thessalonians that there's three things, notice, from the 13th to the 16th verse, there's three things that has to happen before the Lord himself appears.
注意，神的道在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章中说到了三件事。注意，在第十三节到第十六节中说的，在主亲自降临之前，必须要先发生三件事。
Quickly now, so we can close.
我们要加快的，以便能结束。瞧。
The first thing happens, notice, a shout, a voice, a trumpet. Let's read it now, see if that's right, see?
首先发生的是，注意，先是一道呼叫声，一个声音，一个号角声。让我们再来读一遍，看是不是这样的。
For the Lord himself, 16th verse, shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God.
因为主必亲自，第十六节，从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。
Three things happen, a voice, a shout, a voice, a trumpet.Has to happen before Jesus appears.
三件事要发生，一道呼叫声，一个声音，一个号角声，要在耶稣降临之前发生。
Now a shout. Jesus does all three of them when he's descending.
现在， 一道呼叫声。当耶稣降临时，这三件事都是他自己做的。
A shout, what is a shout? It's the message. Going forth first, the living bread of life bringing forth the bride.
一道呼叫声。什么是一道呼叫声？是先来的那个信息，永生的灵粮产生了心腹。
Now God has a way of doing things, and He never changes His policy. He never changes His policy. He's an unchanging God.
神有他行事的方式，他从不改变他的行事原则，他从不改变，他是永不改变的神。
7, he said he would do nothing on the earth until first he revealed it to his servants, the prophets. And just as certain as he promised it, he'll do it.
在阿摩斯书第三章第七节中，他说：“若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，他在世上就一无所行。神所应许的，他一定会成就的。”
Now we've come through the church ages.But we're promised in the last days, according to Malachi 4, that there would be a return again of prophet in the land. That's right.
我们已经传讲了教会时代的信息。根据马拉基书第四章，我们得到了应许，在末日会有一位先知再次出现在地上。是的。
Notice his nature and what he would be like. He's always...God uses that spirit five times, once in Elijah, in Elisha, and John the Baptist, call out the church and the remnant of the Jews.
注意他的性格以及他会是个什么样的人。他一直是神五次使用那个灵。第一次在以利亚本人身上，第二次在以利沙身上，第三次在施洗约翰身上，第四次是呼召出心腹，第五次是呼召出剩余的犹太人。
Five times grace, J E S U S F A I T H, and it's a number of grace. See, all right.
五次，这是恩典的数字 ，G R A C E, 恩典 ，J E S U S, 耶稣 ，F A I T H, 信心，看到了吗？好的。
Now remember.The message is promised, and when all these mysteries has been also bundled up by a bunch of Ecclesiastes, it will take a direct prophet from God to reveal it. And that's exactly what he promised to do. See?
记住，这个信息是神所应许的。当所有这些奥秘被一群神职人员如此歪曲之后，需要一位直接从神而来的先知将它解释出来。这正是神应许要做的事，明白吗？
Now remember, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet, not the theologian, the prophet. He is a reflector of God's word.
记住，神的道临到先知，不是临到神学家，而是先知。先知是神的道的反映者。
He can't say nothing. He can't say his own thoughts.He can only speak what God reveals.
先知不能传其他的，他不能传讲自己的思想，他只能传讲神向他启示的。
Even to the prophet Balaam, when he was trying to be sell his rights, he said, "How can any prophet say anything but what God puts in his mouth?"
甚至在先知巴兰想要出卖他的职务来换取财物时，他说：“先知除了神放在他口中的。”还能说什么呢？
It's a thing that God does that you can't say nothing else. Amen. And you're born that way.
这是神的一个作为，你不能说别的，你生来就是这样。
No more than you could, if you could say, I can't open my eyes when you're looking. See, you can. You can't reach your hand when you can. See.
你无能为力，当你正看的时候，你不能说我不能睁开眼睛瞧，你不能那样说。你伸手的时候，你不能说你伸不出手。明白吗？
You can't be a dog when you're human. See? You're just made thus.
你身为人，不是狗，明白吗？你生来就是这样的。
And God has always, to in the ages, to Isaiah, Jeremiah, and all the Elijah, and the ages gone by, when the ecclesiastical group would get everything all mixed up, He would send a prophet. raise him up from nowhere.
神总是这样，在各个时代，通过以赛亚、耶利米、以利亚以及历代以来的先知，当那群神职人员使所有的一切都混淆的时候，神就会差遣一位先知从某个地方兴起他来。
He belongs to another situation and speak his word. Called off a scene and gone. This rugged man of the truth of God.
他不属于任何教派，只说神的话，之后就消失了。总是这样的，他们是神真理的朴实的仆人。
And it's always the way you could tell him. He said, "If there be one among you spiritual or prophet."
这就是先知能被人认出的特征。圣经说，若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的。
Now prophets, there's such a thing as gift of prophecy in a church, but a prophet is predestinated and foreordained for the hour. Yes, sir.
现在论到先知，在教会中有说预言的恩赐，但先知是为那个时代而预定被拣选的人，明白了吗？是这样的，先生。
Now, if a prophecy goes for two or three, has to set and judge where that's right or not before the church can receive it. But nobody set before a prophet, because he was absolutely the word of God. He was that word in his day. You see, God reflect.
如果会众中有人说预言，在教会接受之前，必须有两三个人来判断，看看他是否是真实的。但没有任何人来判断先知，因为先知完全是神的道，他是他所在的那个时代的神的道，你看到他反映了神。
Now God has promised to send us that again in the last days to bring that bride out of that ecclesiastical mess. And the only way it can be done.
神已经应许会在末日再次差遣一位先知来带领心腹离开教会组织的混乱，通过那唯一可行的办法。
It'll never be done. The church can't receive Christ. We, the Pentecostals, we can't carry this message on in the condition the church is in today.
没有别的办法能做到这一点。教会不能接受基督，以今日教会的状况，我们五旬节教派教会不可能坚持这个信息。
How are we going to carry out the end time in the condition they're in today? When everyone against the other and everything else, and ecclesiastically, oh mercy, it's a mess. It's done gone into denominations.
当每一个教会组织每一个宗派组织彼此敌对，我们怎能将末日的信息在今日的状况之下彰显出来呢？哦，求神怜悯，这是一个大混乱，一成立组织就完了。
Anytime I ask any historian to say different, every time that a message went forth in the earth and when they organized it, it died right there.
我可以在任何时候问任何历史学家能否否定我正说着的话，每当一个信息在世上出现之后，一旦他们组织起来就立即死去。
And Pentecost done the same thing as the old.
五旬节教派所做的与以前其他教派组织所做的没有什么两样。
The Pentecost that come out, you assemblies of God, when your forefathers and mothers come out of them organizations back there in the old general council, shouted and praised God, andTalk to get those things, and you turn like a dog to its vomit and a hog to its water, and done the same thing that they did.
五旬节教派原本是从他们那些出来的，你们神召会的人呐，当你的先辈离开那些组织和总会时，他们喊叫着赞美神，并反对那些东西。如今你却回头，像狗转过来又吃他所吐的，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚一样。做他们当初所离弃的事。
And now, so ecclesiastically, you shut up your bowels of compassion.
Amen.
You have to have a fellowship card before you can even associate with your heart.
Amen.
现在是多么的形式化！你将你的怜悯之心收藏起来了。人们必须要有教会的会员卡才可以与你交通，几乎就是这样。
You won this. God giving you a message like that, and instead of you going ahead and just keeping humble and going ahead, you had to turn loose and organize your group. Where are y'all at? The same bucket.
Exactly.
你们一神论教派组织的信徒们，神赐给你们这样一个信息，你们不但没有继续往前行，继续保持谦卑的向前进，却是松懈下来，组织起来。你们在哪里呢？你们都是一样的，确实如此。
And God's spirit moving on. how the Lord of plant of water day and night, let's sum up. He ordained these things to be. And he must send this.
但神的灵继续前进。我耶和华是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。神所预定的这些事，他就必须成就。
The first thing comes when he starts descending from the heaven. There's a shout. What is it? It's a message to get the people together. A message comes forth first.
当他开始从天上降临的时候，发生的第一件事就是一道呼叫声。这指的是什么？是叫人们聚集在一起的信息，先出现一个信息。
Now, life trimming time, rise and trim your lamps. What watch was that? The seven. Not the six, the seven.
修剪灯芯的时候到了，起来，修剪你的灯芯。那是几根？是第七根，不是第六，而是第七根了。
Behold the bridegroom coming, rise and trim your lamps. And they did.
看呐，新郎来了。起来修剪你的灯芯，他们照着做了。
Some of them found they didn't even have any oil in their lamps. See, what's lamp trimming time? It's Malachi 4 time.
其中有些人甚至发现他们的灯里没有油。看，现在是修剪灯芯的时刻，这是马拉基书第四章里所说的时刻。
What are you from? It's Luke 17. It's Isaiah. All those prophecies that it can perfectly set an order for this day in the Scripture. We see it living right there.
他应许。是在路加福音十七章里，所有这些完美符合今日情况的圣经预言，我们看到它活生生地展现在眼前。
There's no see these things happen, my dear brother, sister. When God in heaven knows I could die on this platform right now, you just ought to walk around a while.
没有很多时间了，看到这些事情发生，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在天上神知道我可能立刻倒在这讲台上。你应该在这附近走一走，就会明白我所说的。
It's tremendous. When you see God come from the heavens, stand before groups of men, stand there and declare himself just as he ever did.
Amen.
And that's the truth in this Bible open. We're here.
这是惊人的。当你看到神从天上降下，站在众人的面前，站在那里，像以前那样的宣布他自己，这是真理。这圣经已被揭示了，看到了吗？我们已经在这个时刻了。
And the denominational system is dead. It's gone. It'll never rise again. It'll be burned. That's what you do with the husk on the field.
宗派体系是死的，它已经完蛋了，它永不会再兴起，它将要被焚烧。那就是你处理田里谷子壳的方式。
Flee from it.Get into Christ. Don't say, I belong to Methodist, I belong to Baptist, I belong to Pentecostal. You get into Christ.
远离他，进入基督里。不要说，我属于卫理公会，我属于浸信会，我属于五旬节教派。你要进入基督里。
If you're in Christ, there's not a word written in here, but what you believe, I don't care what anybody else says. And then God makes that thing manifest.
如果你在基督里，圣经里就没有一个字是你不相信的。我可不在乎其他任何人说什么，神使他应许的道得以彰显。
Because you, when he pours the Spirit upon the Word, what happens is like putting water on any other seed. It'll live, and it'll bring forth of its kind.
当神倾注圣灵在他的道上时，会发生什么？就像浇水在任何的种子上，它会生长，它会结出它的果子。
You say, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That don't mean that you're saved.Not by a long ways.
你自称我受了圣灵的洗，那并不意味着你是得救的，还差得远呢。
Look here, you are a triune being. You are inside this little fellow here is a soul. The next is a spirit, and next is a body.
注意，你是由三部分组成的，是这样的，在你的最里面是魂，其次是灵，最外面是身体。
Now you got five senses in this body to contact your earthly home. They don't contact the rest of it.
你这个身体有五种感官来与世上的事物联系，他们不与其他的接触。
You got five senses of the spirit here, love and conscience and so forth. That, but in here is where you live.
Amen.
That's what you are.
在你的灵里也有五种感官， 情感啊、良知啊等等，但最里面的才是你生命之所在，那才是真正的你。
Didn't Jesus say the rain falls on the just and the unjust? Put a cockle burr out here and a wheat out there and pour water on them and keep them under fertilized and things like that. Won't they both live by the same water? Sure.
耶稣不是说雨水降给义人和不义的人吗？将一棵牛蒡草和一棵小麦放在那里，浇灌它们，并为它们施肥等等。它们不是靠同样的水生存吗？确实如此。
Well, what is it? One of them will bear a cockleburr, because that's all he is.
Amen.
The cockleburr will raise his hands and shout, "This is the same as the wheat."
但长出的是什么？一棵长得会是牛蒡草，因为这就是它的本质。牛蒡草也会举手赞美，如同麦子那样。
Right. Don't the Bible say in the last days there shall come false Christ?
That's right.
Not false Jesus now.
Amen.
False Christ, anointed ones.
Amen.
Falsely anointed to the word. Denominational anointed, but not to the word.
圣经上不是说在末日会有假基督兴起吗？那不是假耶稣，而是众假基督，就是众受膏者，虚假的道的受膏者，是宗派里的受膏者，但不是出于神的道。
For the word will bear record of itself. It don't need nothing else. It'll bear record to itself.
因为神的道会印证他自己，神的道不需要任何其他的东西，他会为自己作证。
And there will come false anointed ones. You got my tape on that.
在末日将会有假受膏者，你们有我所传讲的那个信息的录音带。
And that anointed, or if you call them and say, oh, are you Jesus? Oh, certainly not. They wouldn't stand for that, but when it comes to an, oh, glory, I got the anointing, and it's a genuine anointing.
哦，如果你问其中的一个，啊，你是耶稣吗？他会回答说，当然不是，他们不会支持这一点。但论到恩膏，他们都会乐意地说，哦，荣耀归神，我得了恩膏，而这恩膏是真实的。
Remember, Caiaphas has had it too and prophesied.
Amen.
So did Balaam have it and prophesied. But that don't have anything to do with this inside.
记住，该亚法也受到膏抹，并说预言。同样的，巴兰也受到了膏抹，并说预言。但这与最里面的魂没有什么关系。
Unless that was God's seed, his gene from the beginning, predestinated, you're finished.
除非在里面的是神的种子，从起初就是他的基因预定的种子，否则你就完了。
I don't care how much you shout, speak with tongues, run, shout. That has nothing to do with it.
我不在乎你叫得多厉害，说方言，跑上跑下喊叫，这些与神的种子无关。
A cockleburr can count this as much as any rest of it. I've seen heathens raise and shout and speak in tongues and drink blood out of a human skull and call on the devil. See?
一棵牛蒡草也会被误认为是麦子中的一个。我见过异教徒跳起来喊叫，说方言，从人的颅骨中喝血，呼叫魔鬼。明白吗？
So you don't any of them sensations and things, forget it. It's your heart and that word and that's Christ.
因此你们不要这些感性的东西，忘记他们吧。重要的是你的心放在神的道里，那是基督。
Breathing air and watch it make itself known just as it opens up like any other seed and declares itself for the age it's living in.
将它放在你心中，看它是怎样的彰显它自己。就如一颗种子长出来，为它所生活的时代表明它自己的立场。
Luther could bring nothing but sprigs. These others could bring these other things. We're in a wheat age now.
路德除了带来嫩枝之外，什么也不能带来，别的只能带来其他的东西。我们正处在麦子的时代里。
Luther's genuine Luther's had to bring forth genuine Luther. Genuine Pentecost had to bring genuine Pentecost. It's all, but we're past that age and going on.
真正的路德派要接触路德派信徒，真正的五旬节派要接触五旬节派的信徒，就是这样。我们已经过了那样的时代。要继续前进。
You know the Catholic Church started out the Pentecostal? And if the Pentecostal Church is stand 2,000 years to be worse shape than what Catholic is now?
Amen.
So exactly.
你们知道天主教是从五旬节那一天发展过来的吗？如果今日的五旬节教派教会已经有2000年的历史的话，会比今天的天主教的情形更糟糕，这是真的。
I say it to my brother.My sisters, who I love, and God knows that. But remember, friends, I got to beat you under the judgment. And that will not be too long. I've got to bear record of what's the truth.
我是在对我所爱的弟兄姐妹们这样说的，神知道这一点。但是记住，朋友们，我会在将来的审判日与你们相会，那时刻可能不会离现在太久了。我必须为真理而作证。
When I went forth into the meetings with you, praying for the sick, it was fine. But when I come with a message,
当我来与你们一起聚会，为病人祷告，一切都没问题。但一旦我传讲一个信息
，If any message goes forth, it's a true message. If it's a true, genuine miracles of God and hangs right in that organization, you know it's not of God. Because that thing's already declared.
如果出现任何的信息，如果它是真实的信息，如果它是真实的，并伴随着神迹奇事，而在那宗派组织里，那你就知道这不是出于神的，因为他已说明了问题所在。
Jesus went forth and healed the sick in order to catch the eyes of people. Then his message.
That's right.
That's right.
耶稣来到世上医治病人，是为了吸引人的注意力，随之而来的就是他的信息。是的。
It has to have something that God's going to introduce into divine healing and miracles like that. Just catch the eyes of the people. The main heart of it is the message. That's what is what comes from in here.
神要有某个引荐，介绍这个信息，这个引荐就是神的医治，医治的神迹只是为了吸引人的注意力，它的中心点还是信息，即随之而来的信息。
He's trying to get the favor of the people so they'll sit and listen to him. See, for there's some in there that's ordained to life.
他力求得到人们的欢心，以便他们能坐下来听他。瞧，因为在他们当中有一些是预定得永生的。
Some of theRain of wheat fell on ground, and the birds picked it up, and others fell amongst thorns, and some was went on prepared ground, pre-prepared ground, and brought forth.
然而也有一些的颗粒麦种掉在路上，被鸟叼走了；其他的落在荆棘中，有一些落在好土壤，已预备好的土壤里，就结出果子来。
Not the first thing is the sounding, the first thing is a trumpet, and or the voice, a shout.Then a voice, and then a trumpet.
是的，先有一个呼叫声，接着是一个声音，而后是号角声。
Shout a messenger getting the people ready.
一道呼叫声，一个使者让人们准备好。
The second is the voice of the resurrection, the same voice that a loud voice in St. John 11:38 and 44 that called Lazarus from the grave.
其次。是复活的声音，与在约翰福音11:38-44中呼叫拉撒路从坟墓中出来的大喊声是一样的。
Getting the bride together and then the resurrection of the dead, to be caught up with it. Watch the three things take place.
把心腹聚集起来，然后与从死里复活的人一同被提。注意这三件事的发生。
The next is what was a trumpet.A voice, a shout, a voice, a trumpet.
下一步是什么？一个号角声，一道呼叫声，一个声音，一个号角声。
Now the third thing is a trumpet, which always at the feast of trumpets is calling the people to the feast, and that'll be the bride's supper, the lamb's supper with the bride in the sky.
第三件事是号角吹响，在号角的节期里，号角的吹响。是用来号召人们来赴宴席，那是心腹的婚宴，是羔羊与心腹在空中的婚宴。
See, the first thing comes forth is his message, calling the bride together. The next thing is the resurrection of the sleeping bride, the one who's died back in the other ages. They're caught together, and the trumpet, the feast, in the heavens, in the sky.
明白了吗？第一发生的事是他的信息，呼召心腹在一起。第二是睡了的心腹先复活，指那些在其他时代中死了的信徒，他们被聚集在一起，然后是号角声，在空中的天上宴席。
Why, that's the thing that takes place, friends. We're right there, ready now. The only thing the church coming out has got to lay before the sun to ripen.
确实是这样，朋友们，这就是要发生的事。我们已处在那个阶段了。已准备好了，唯一的一件事是，出来的心腹要沐浴在神儿子的光照下成熟。
The great combine will come by after a while. The wheat will be burned, the stalks.
but the grain will be gathered into its garner. See, you're not blind people. You're sensible people.
然后伟大的收割者就要来到，麦穗要被焚烧，但麦粒要被收集在仓里。瞧，你们都不是瞎子，你们都是明智的人。
And if I stood here and said those things for prejudice, I say it because it's life, because I'm responsible to God for saying it, and I must say it.
如果我站在这里因着偏见而说这些话，那就错了。我传讲它，因为它是生命，因为我背负着对神的责任来说这些事，我必须把它说出来。
And my message all the time, knowing back there under healing and so forth like that, was just to catch the people's attention. Knowing the message would come. And here it is.
还有我的信息，我一直都知道，以前神的医治等等，只是为了吸引人们的注意，然后会有信息来到，如今这就是了。
And them seven seals open those mysteries and showing those things is what's happened. I didn't know it.
七印被揭开了，启示了那些奥秘，显示了那些已发生的事，这之前我并不知道。
But this man standing right here now was standing right with me when you all heard me preach that sermon. Sirs, what time is it?
你们那天听我传讲了，先生，这是什么时候了？当中所提到的那些弟兄，此刻也在我们当中。
That morning, exactly where it said it would be, there stood seven angels standing right there from heaven.
那天早上，就在异象所说的确切的地方。从天上下来了七位天使，就站在那里。
And as they went up, and the whirlwind took them up there, we stand and watched as they went away. Science took a picture of it all the way across the nations down into Mexico.
当他们离开时，那旋风将他们带上去，我们都站在那里，看着他们离去。科学家在全国各地，甚至在墨西哥，都拍下了他的照片。
And there, when I was watching one day when I started preaching these seven church ages, and I called Jack Moore, a great theologian.
当我在那里看到的时候。有一天当我开始传讲七个教会时代时，我打电话给杰克莫尔弟兄，他是一位伟大的神学家。
I said, Jack, who is this person standing there? There's one like the Son of Man standing there, hair as white as wool.
我说 Jack, 站在那里的那个人是谁呢？有一位好像人子，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛。
I said, he was a young man. How could he have hair as white as wool? He said, Brother Branham, that was his glorified body. That didn't ring the bell.
我又说，耶稣是个年轻人，他的头发怎么会白如羊毛呢？杰克弟兄说，伯南汉弟兄，那是他荣耀的身体。这听起来似乎不怎么对。
But when I went in the room and started praying, he let me know what it was. See?
但是当我回到房里，开始祷告时，我们的主让我知道那什么意思，明白吗？
I've always preached that he was deity, not just a man. He was God, manifested in the flesh.
我总是传讲，我们的主耶稣基督是神，不仅仅是一个人，他是神彰显在肉身中。
God, the attribute of God, of love, the great attributes that come down displayed here on earth of God.
神，爱的神性。伟大的神性降下，将神彰显在地上。
Jesus was God's love, which built a body that Jehovah Himself lived in. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
耶稣是神的爱，是神建造的一个他亲自居住的身体，是神本性的一切丰盛的形体。
What God was, He manifested through that body. That body had to die so He could wash.The bride with his blood.
神所有的一切都借着这个身体彰显出来，这个身体必须死去，这样他才能用他的血洗净心腹。
And notice, not only is the bride washed, forgiven, but she's justified. Amen. Did you ever try the word justified to see what it means?
注意，心腹不仅得到洗净、宽恕。而且也称义了，明白吗？你们查过称义这个词，看它的真正含义是什么。
Now, for instance, if Brother Green heard that I'd been drinking, I've been doing bad things, then he found out that I didn't do it. Then he comes say, I forgive you, Brother Branham. You forgive me? I never done it. What are you forgiving me about?
举个例子，如果格林弟兄听说我喝酒，我在做坏事， 但是后来他发现我并没有做坏事，然后他就来对我说，伯南汉弟兄，我原谅你。你原谅我？我从没有做过坏事，你原谅我什么呀？
See, but if I'm guilty, then I can be forgiven, but I'm still not just because I did it.
明白吗？但是如果我是有罪的，那么我就可以得到宽恕，但我还不是称义的，因为我犯过罪。
But the word justified is though you never done it at all. Justified.
而称义这个词的意思是，就如你根本没有犯过罪一样，称义。
And then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us so from sins till it's put in the book of God's forgetfulness. He's the only one can do it.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪，使神不再纪念我们的罪，唯有他可以这样做到。
We can forgive but not forget. I could forgive you, but always remember you've done these evil things. Then you're not just, you're forgiven.
我们做不到，我们可以原谅，却不能忘记。我可以原谅你，但我总会记得你做过的那些恶事，那么你就不是称义的，虽然你得到了原谅。
But in the sight of God, the bride is justified. She never done it in the first place. Amen.
但在神的眼里，心腹是称义的，就是说他一开始就没有做过错事。阿们。
Standing there married to the virtuous Son of God, never sinned in the first place.Why? She was foreordained. She was tripped into this.
Amen.
她站在那里，与神的圣洁的儿子结为一体，从一开始就没有犯罪。为什么呢？因为她是预定的，她被困在其中。
And now, when she heard the truth and come forth, the blood cleansed her.
Amen.
And she stands there virtuous. She's no sin on her at all.
如今她听到真理就接受了。宝血洗净了他，他站在那里是圣洁的，明白了吗？他是称义的，一点罪也没有。
Therefore, the message calls the bride together. See the shout and the trumpet.
因此，这信息号召心腹聚在一起，瞧，那的呼叫声，接着是那号叫声。
The same one with a loud voice.He screamed out with that shout and voice and woke Lazarus. With a loud voice, he cried, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
See? And the voice wakes up the sleeping bride, the sleeping dead.
他是那同样的一位，用大声的声音，他用那呼叫的声音叫醒了拉撒路，用那声音大声呼叫，拉撒路出来。看，那声音唤醒了睡着的心腹。那些睡着的死人。
And the trumpet, with the sound of the trumpet, and when it does, it calls always a trumpet called Israel to the feast of the trumpets.
号角，号角的声音，当它吹响时，它在号召，总是有一个号角来呼召以色列人去赴号角的节期。
See, which was a Pentecostal feast, the great feast in the sky, and the feast of the trumpets, and now a trumpet denounced.A calling together, come to a feast, and now that is the Lamb's supper in the sky.
明白吗？这号角的节期就是五旬节期，在空中的伟大宴席，号角节期。现在号角表示召集的呼唤，来赴宴席，那是在空中羔羊的婚宴。
Now watch this assembling together and the bride, the feast of the trumpets, the wedding supper. We have seen it in types. Now watch just a moment.Before we close, notice we've seen it in types.
注意，心腹的聚集，号角的节期，羔羊的婚宴，我们看到了它的预表。在我们结束之前，请大家再注意一下。注意，我们看到了它的预表。
Now, if you want to read in Matthew 18:16, it said these three that bear record, see, and First John 5:7 and so forth.
如果你们要读，是在马太福音18:16。他说凭两三个人的口做见证，还有在约翰一书5:7等等。
Three is always a witness, is that right? It's a verification. Something that's right. Three witnesses bear in the mouth of two or three witnesses let every word be established.
三总是个见证，对吗？让三个见证人作证，见证某件事是正确的。凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。
Now, notice we've had three witnesses. Three is a witness. Now, we've already had three raptures in the Old Testament. Did you know that? As a witness.
注意，我们已经有了三个见证。三是意味着见证。我们已经有了旧约中的三次被提作为我们的见证。你们知道这一点吗？
Now watch. Enoch was one. Elijah was the other, and Jesus was the other.
注意，以诺是一个例子，以利亚是另一个例子，耶稣是第三个例子。
Jesus being the keystone now, he bear record. See, he was a keystone between the Old and New Testament because he had to first die and then rapture.
耶稣作为房角石，他作证了。瞧，他是旧约和新约之间的桥梁，因为他必须先死去，而后再复活升天。
He died, come to life, and walked around here with us, and then was raptured up. Because he was the keystone that tied the two together.
他死了，又复活了，和他的门徒们走在一起，然后被提升天，因为他是把旧约和新约联系在一起的桥梁。
After his resurrection and rapture, look, after he did that and proved that the Old Testament there, we all know Enoch was translated.
在他复活和被提之后，看他这样做，证明了旧约里的被提。我们都知道以诺。被提走了。
We know Elijah was taken up by whirlwind, that ran a chariot of fire, and Jesus died, buried, rose up, and lived here on earth, and then was raptured up. The keystone. There's three to bear record. Is that right?
我们知道以利亚在火车火马的旋风中被提走了。是的，耶稣死了，被埋葬了，复活了，在地上生活了一段时间，然后被提了。那房角石有三个人做见证，不是吗？
One rapture already passed. You know that?
过去已经有过一次被提了，你们知道吗？
Let's see if we can't read it right quick. Let's get Matthew, the 27th chapter, and let's get about the 45th verse of the Matthew, the 27th chapter. Let's see if we can't get that right quick and see if we can't get just a little bit out of this would help us right quickly.
让我们很快的读一段经文。请翻到马太福音第二十七章，让我们看看第二十七章的大概是在第45节。对，让我们快点来看一下，看看它是否能够帮助我们明白。很快的。
27 and 45, I believe I got wrote down here. Let's read.
第二十七章45节，我这里记得，让我们来读。
Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth.
从午正到深处遍地都黑暗了。
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
约在深处，耶稣大声喊叫说，以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Some of them that stood by, heard it and said, this man calls Elias.
站在那里的人有的听见就说，这个人呼叫以利亚呢。
And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink.
内中有一个人赶紧跑去，拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在苇子上，送给他喝。
The rest said, let us see where Elias will come and save him.
其余的人说，且等着，看以利亚来救他不来。
Jesus, when he had cried with a loud voice, yielded up, loud voice, watch.
耶稣又大声喊叫，看，一道喊声，大喊声，注意。
When Jesus dying, screamed with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost.
当耶稣快死之前，他大声喊叫，气就断了。
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent.
忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
And the graves were open, and many of the bodies of saints that slept arose.
坟墓也开了，已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。
They came out.Of the graves after his resurrection, went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
One rapture is past.
已经发生了一次被提。
Three is happening in the Old Testament. of them prepared who the word of the Lord came to. Amen. See?
在旧约里已经发生了三次被提，他们是神的道所领导的人，明白吗？
The word of the Lord came to Enoch. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, his prophet. See? The word of the Lord was Jesus. See?
神的道领导以诺，神的道领导以利亚，他是一位先知，看到没有？神的道是耶稣，明白吗？
Watching the Old Testament, them Old Testament saints now, when this rapture first had taken place.
注意旧约，当这第一次被提发生时，注意旧约时代的众圣徒。
Notice verse 50, his loud voice awakened the Old Testament saints just exactly like the loud voice wakened Jesus, or wakened Lazarus. Amen. See? A loud voice awakened.
注意第五十节，他唤醒旧约圣徒的大喊声，就如那叫醒拉撒路的大喊声一样，明白吗？是大喊声唤醒的。
And the second is fulfilled in 2 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. Let's just take a read. We just read a few minutes ago. See?
第二次被提是要应验《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章，让我们来读一读。我们之前刚刚读过了，瞧。
I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those asleep, sorry not even.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤。像那些没有指望的人一样。
That's 1 Thessalonians 4, 12 to 18. That will be the second rapture. The second rapture will be the catching away of the bride.
这是帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章第十二节到第十八节。这将是第二次被提。第二次被提将把心腹提取。
The Old Testament saints has gone into his presence, paradise gone away.
旧约圣徒已经与他同在。乐园已经迁移了。
And the Old Testament saints have set it up at his loud voice when he screamed to give up the ghost because why? The sacrifice, the propitiation of their sins that they'd waited on, believing that perfect lamb was coming.
在他的大声喊叫中，当他大声喊叫断气时，旧约圣徒就醒过来，与他一起升天。为什么？因为这个祭品是他们一直等待着的赎罪祭。他们相信完美的羔羊要来到。
They offered the sacrifice to the Lamb, and when he died and yielded up the ghost, he screamed with a loud voice, and the Old Testament saints awoke.
他们献上了赎罪祭羔羊。当我们的主耶稣断气时，他大声喊叫，唤醒了旧约圣徒。
What's the shout and the voice over here? The same thing that is coming. See?
所以在他再来时，有同样的喊叫声和声音，明白吗？
The ghost, and when he did, the sacrifice was perfect. Paradise emptied out.
当他断气之后，他就献上了完美的祭，乐园就空了。
And the Old Testament saints came to the earth again, walked around on earth, and entered in with him at his rapture.
旧约圣徒又回了地上，在地上行走，与他一起被提升天。
David said over there, "Lift up ye everlasting gates, and be ye lifted up." He led captive captain.Give gifts unto man. And the Old Testament saints went in with him.
大卫曾说，众城门呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起。当旧约圣徒与他一起进入，他掳掠了仇敌的俘虏，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
He said, Who is this King of righteousness, the Lord of glory, mighty and host? Mighty host.
他们说，这公义的王是谁？荣耀的王就是万军之耶和华，有力有能的耶和华。
Here they come in marching, Jesus led captive to captive. Here it comes to the Old Testament saints.
他们来了，行进着，耶稣掳掠了仇敌的俘虏，他带着旧约圣徒们来了。
And the one of the new gates up there said, "Lift up ye everlasting gates, and be ye lifted up, and let the King of glory come in."
进入天上的新门，说永久的门户，你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。
The voice come from the inside said, "Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle."
从里面传来了一道声音，荣耀的王是谁呢？在战场上有能的耶和华。
Gates flew open.And Jesus, a conqueror, led captive, captive, them that have believed on him, and the word had come to him. There are the Old Testament saints laying in there waiting. He led captive, captive.
Amen.
门就马上开了，耶稣那位得胜者掳掠了仇敌的俘虏，就是那些相信他的有神的道临到他们，在那里旧约圣徒们等候着他掳掠了仇敌的俘虏。升到了至高处，带了旧约圣徒进入，这个背题已经发生了。
The next rapture takes place is 2 Thessalonians for the church, the bride, to be resurrected, to be raptured into glory.
下一次要发生的背题，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书中所提到的真正的教会，心腹要复活，要在荣耀中背题。
We which are alive and remain, that's the bodies left on earth, will not prevent or hinder them which are asleep.For the trumpet of God shall sound first, and the dead in Christ shall rise. See? And we which are alive and remain shall caught up together with them.
我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，这是指还在地上的心腹，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为神的号角要先吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，明白吗？然后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
The other day I was standing on the street corner, and I was standing on the street corner and watching the Armistice Day parade. And when it went up, going up the street, I stood there with my little son Joseph.
那天我站在街道的角落，我在街道的角落观看休战纪念日的游行，看到那些游行队伍，我与我的小儿子约瑟一起观看。
There come the first was the old First War tanks come by, little old tanks. Actually, that come the great Sherman tanks of the New War, the great cannons with their muzzle blast, muzzle brake on them, so forth.
当游行的队伍经过时，前面的是第一次世界大战的旧坦克，那种小坦克。接着是第二次世界大战的大坦克，那些炮口裂开的大炮等等。
After there come the soldiers, the Gold Star mothers, and then there come a float with the on down, and right down there come a float, and on the front of it was a grave to the unknown soldier.
接着就是士兵们，在最后的是一辆游行花车，车的前部分有个给不知名士兵坟墓的模型。
There stood a soldier standing there, guard at the grave. There stood a marine on the other side, and a sailor on the other side, and there's a petition drawn. And on the other side sat a Gold Star mother. She'd lost her boy.
坟墓旁边各站着一个士兵，海军在一边，水手在另一边。花车中间有个隔板，隔板的后面坐着一位挂着金勋章的母亲，她失去了儿子。
There stood a young wife with her head over on a table crying. A little ragged boy sitting sideways and the tears running out of his face had lost his daddy.
旁边站着一位年轻的妻子，双手撑着桌子低头哭泣，还有一个疲惫的小男孩坐在旁边，满脸是泪，他失去了父亲。
I thought, what sadness. They stand here and look. See them old, just a few of the soldiers left marching down there crippled and old like that with their uniforms, but proudly displaying them because they were Americans.
我想这是多么令人伤心呢，当我站在那里时，看到他们那些老兵为数不多了，穿着他们的军装一拐一拐地向前走，但是他们很骄傲地展示着自己的军装，因为他们是美国人。
I thought, oh my God, one day there will come a blast from heaven and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
我想，哦，我的神，有一天当天上传来了一道响声，在基督里睡了的人要先复活。
Them Old Testament saints back under her awaiting a blast forth and come out of there first and go into the resurrection. We'll drop right in line going into the skies. These old mortal bodies changed and made like into His own glorious body.
那些一直以来等待着的圣徒们，当响声发出时，他们就先复活，我们就排成行列被提到空中去。这些旧的必死的身体要改变，变成像主耶稣一样的荣耀身体。
What a parade that'll be when it starts heavenward some of these days in that rapture in time that lays ahead.
在不久的将来的某一天，在背题那时刻， 开始迈进天堂的游行将是多么壮观呢、啊、
Oh, proudly displaying the blood of Jesus Christ upon their chest. The message of God in the hour that they lived in. That's the hour that we're looking forward to, brother.
哦，在他们的胸前自豪地展示出耶稣基督的宝血，他们所生活的那个时代的神的信息，弟兄们，那是我们所期待的时刻。
Look, just in closing now, the second resurrection, well, first one's passed. The second one is at hand right now. We'll come to hand out.
看呐、啊，就要结束了。第二次的复活，第一次已经发生了，第二次正要发生，就要发生了，就在眼前了。
Now the third one is the two witnesses of Revelations 11:11 and 12, which these are the ones that turns back with the Spirit of Christ to witness to the Jews like Joseph did to his brethren.
现在第三次是启示录11:11-12里所提到的那两个见证人，他们会带着基督的灵回到犹太人中间向他们做见证，就如约瑟向他的弟兄们所做的那样。
And you remember their dead bodies laid in the street for 3 days and a half, and the spirit of life came into them, and they were raptured, taken up into heaven.
你们记得他们的尸体要躺在街上三天半，然后生命的气息进入他们里面，他们就被提到空中。
There's your 3 raptures of the New Testament, 3 raptures of the Old Testament. All of them passed now. We're ready, waiting for the raptures, the rapture of the saints. It's been spoken, and so shall it be.
这就是新约中的三次被提，而旧约中的三次被提都已经发生了，我们已经准备好了，等候被提发生，等候圣徒的被提，他已被说出，就一定会成就。
When God says anything, all heavens and earth will pass away, but that word will never fail.
神说，天地要废去，但神所说的话绝不会废去。
When God said back there in Genesis 1, He said, "Let there be light."It might have been hundreds of years before there's any light.
在创世纪第一章中，当神说要有光，可能几百年后才有光。
He said, "Let there be a palm tree, let there be an oak tree, let there be a desert, let there be a mountain, let there be this."
他说要有一棵棕树，要一棵橡树，要有沙漠，要有山，要有这个，要有那个。
He spoke it. You see, and as long as it went out of his mouth in a word, it has to be.Manifested. It has to be.
他说了，你看，只要出了他的口，成了话语，就必定要彰显出来，一定是这样的。
When then one day he called his people out and he spoke to a man named Moses by a pillar of fire, a light, holy, sacred fire.
有一天，神呼召他的子民出来，神借着火柱、光、神圣的火，向一个叫摩西的人说话。
And Moses, but the people didn't believe Moses, so he said, "Bring him out to this mountain."
人们不相信摩西，因此神对摩西说，带他们到这座山来。
That morning, the mountain was all full of fire and flashing and thunders like that, and the people said, "Don't let God speak; let Moses speak, lest we perish."
那天早上，那山上充满了火焰、闪电、响雷，于是人们说，哦，不要神和我们说话，让摩西跟我们说话。免得我们死亡。
God said, "I'll not speak to him no more like this, but I'll raise him up a prophet, and I'll speak to him. What he says will come to pass, and you hear it because I am with him."
神说，我不再这样向他们说话了，但我要兴起一位先知，我要通过他说话。如果他所说的都成就了，你们就要听他，因为我与他同在。
Now he spoke that he said that it would come to pass.
这是神说的，他说那些事会成就。
Look at this prophet Isaiah stand there, a man, intelligent man. A man was thought of well by the king because he'd lived with Uzziah, the king, which was a great man, tried to take a preacher's place one time and went in, got smitten with leprosy.
看看这位先知以赛亚，他站在那里，是一位蛮有智慧的人，是王的智囊，因为他同伟大的乌西亚王住在一起。有一次，王想要取代传道者的位置，进入殿内。结果就发出了大麻风。
And that's what I told the businessman. Don't never try to take a preacher's place. No, sir. You stay right where you're at. See, you do your work what God told you to.
我也是这样的告诫全福音商人会，千万不要想取代传道人的位置。是的，先生，你只待在你的岗位上，明白吗？你做你的工作，就是神叫你做的，或者是你承担的。
If you're
finger, you can never be an ear. If you're an ear, you'll never be a nose. Nose, eye. See, you stay in your position.
如果你是一根指头，你就不能是耳朵。如果你是耳朵，你就不会是鼻子或眼睛，明白吗？你只待在你的岗位上。
You heard that message the other day on the broadcast, trying to do God a service.
那天你们听过那广播的信息，不在神旨意中的侍奉吗？
Anointed king, all the people shouting and screaming, it was right, but he never consulted God's prophet, and a man died, and the whole thing was marred.
大卫是受膏的王，所有的人都叫喊着说这是对的，但是他从来没有求问神的先知拿单，结果死了一个人，整个事件被弄糟了。
Don't try to do God a favor. You wait till it's God's turn. Let it come in His way of doing it.
不要想帮神的忙，你要等候。直到神的时间到了，让凡事都按照神的旨意行。
I'll start this big thing, it'll do this. Be careful, brother.
我要开始做这件大事，它会很有用的。小心，弟兄们。
Now, David knew better than that. Nathan was in the land in that day. He wasn't even consulted at all. See, he consulted captains of hundreds and thousands.
注意，大卫很清楚这点。拿单那时候就在那国土上，但是大卫根本没有求问拿单，看到了吗？大卫求问了百夫长、千夫长。
All the people shouted and screamed and danced and said they had all the religious motion, but it wasn't in a line order of God's word, and it failed.
所有的人都叫着、喊着、跳着，他们都有虔诚的表情，但并不符合神的道的规则，因此失败了。
Anything else is not in the line order of God's word will fail. Only God's word will stand forever. Heavens and earth will pass away, but not my word.
任何一件事。若不符合神的道的规则都会失败，只有神的道永远长存，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Notice Isaiah, that intelligent young man stand there, all at once a spirit hit him, he couldn't say it was different, he was a prophet.
注意以赛亚，这位年轻聪明的人站在那里，神的灵突然临到了他，他只能说出神的灵要他说的话，他是一位先知。
He said, Behold, a virgin shall conceive.Unto us a son is born, a child is born, a son is given. His name shall be called Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
他说，必有童女怀孕生子，也有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，他名为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
The end of his government shall be upon his shoulders, and the end of it, there shall be no end to his reign.
政权必担在他的肩头上，他的政权。必加增无穷。
How could that man intelligently say that a virgin would conceive?
那个人怎么能如此聪明地说出童女生子的事呢？
Everybody look for it. It's done been spoke. It was thus saith the Lord. It had to come to pass because it was God's word.
每个人都期待着，他已经被说出来了，是主如此说的，他必成就，因为这是神的道。
Same as it was in Genesis when he planted them seeds down beneath the sea where it was.Without form and void, water up on the deep. It had to come to pass.
就如神在创世时，将种子放在海洋深处，那时地是空虚浑沌，渊面都是水。瞧，但它必会成就。
And one day, 800 years later, the womb of a virgin conceived the seed of God, a created seed. She brought forth the son.
大约在800年之后的一天，一位童女的腹中怀了神的种子，一颗创造的种子。他生了一个人子。
That same son stood there one day. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." A man had been dead 4 days. The rottenness nose fell in stunk. He came forth.
正是这位人子，有一天站在那里，叫道：“拉撒路出来！”这个人已经死了4天，肉已经腐烂了，鼻子已经塌进去，发臭了，但他复活了。
Said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming." Amen.When all that's in the grave will hear the voice of the Son of God, some of them.
耶稣说，这不值得稀奇，时候将到。阿们，所有那些在坟墓里的，都要听到神的儿子的声音。
It's done been spoken, it has to come. There's going to be a rapture. Oh my.
因此，一旦神说出，就必成就，被提一定会发生的。哈哈，是的。
I remember This is my last message in California where I thought I'd never go back again. When I predict that Los Angeles will go beneath the ocean, thus saith the Lord, it will.
我记得上一次在加利福尼亚传讲那个信息，说到洛杉矶会陷入海里，这是主如此说的，它一定会发生。我想我不会再回到那里去。
She's done, she's washed, she's finished. What hour, I don't know when, but it will be sunk.
她没救了。他已经受了水的冲击了，他已经完了。什么时候我不知道，但他会沉下去的。就在那之后，地震开始了摇晃震动。
Remember many of you men standing right there, that rock that day when that angel came down there and that light and fire falling from the heaven around the rock where we're standing there?
你们记得吗？那天当天使降下来时，我们都站在那里。你们当中有些人也在场，那光和火从天而降，击打周围的岩石。
Rocks flying out of the mountains and falling across her, she blasted three times hard. I said, judgment will strike the west coast. 2 days after that, Alaska almost sunk.
岩石飞快地从山上滚落下来，它爆炸了三次。我说，审判要临到西海岸。两天以后，阿拉斯加几乎陷了下去。
Remember that same God that said that, said Los Angeles is doomed. And she's finished. I don't know when, I can't tell you.
记住，同样的这位神也说了洛杉矶要遭到毁灭，他完了。我不知道什么时候发生，无法告诉你们。
I didn't know what said that, but this brother here, I believe was, no, one of the Mosleys, I believe, had me out on the street out there.
我不知道我说了这个预言，但是这里的一位弟兄，我相信是莫斯利家的一位弟兄，他曾带我到街上去。
I didn't know what it was to look back now. To look back in the scripture, and Jesus said, Capernaum, Capernaum, how off you have exalted yourself, brother, up into heaven shall be brought down into hell. For if the mighty works have been done in you, that have been done in Sodom, it stood today.
我不知道我说了什么，直到我后来回顾，我就查考圣经。耶稣说，加百农啊，加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间。因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，他还可以存留到今日。
And about 150 years from there, Sodom is already in the earth. Then Capernaum is in the water too today.
大约150年之后，加百农陷入水中，直到今日，那时索多玛早已被焚烧了。
And that same Spirit of God that said all these things and done all these things, it said there, O city Capernaum, who called yourself by the name of the angels, Los Angeles.
说了并行了所有这些事的同一位圣灵说，啊，加百农城呢，你用天使的名字称呼你自己，洛杉矶 Los Angeles.
How you've exalted yourself into heaven, the very root and seat of Satan, see? You've exalted yourself.
你已经升到了天上，正是撒旦的根基和座位。看，你已经高抬你自己了。
Preachers, it's a graveyard for them. Good men go there and die like rats. What happened?
传道人，那是他们的墓地。好人到了那里，却像老鼠那样死去，多大的浩劫啊！
You that call yourself by the name of the angels, if the mighty works have been done in Sodom, have been done in you, it stood today, but your hour's come.
你用天使的名字称呼你自己，在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它可以存留到今日，但你的时候已经到了。
You watch and see if it ain't I'm a false prophet. There she is, she's laying there.
你们看着，如果这话不实现，我就是假先知。瞧，这就是他的下场，他要陷入海里。
I remember that night before I seen that, I seen the preview of the bride. I stood there and seen a beautiful little lady just correctly dressed and then marching this way.
我记得那天晚上，在那之前，我看到心腹预言的异象。我站在那里，看到一个美丽的年轻女士穿戴整齐，朝着这个方向行进。
Somebody standing by me in the vision, and I seen that said the preview of the bride. I seen her go by. They come on this side and went around.
异象中有个人站在我旁边，我看着，那声音说，心腹的预言。我看着他走过去，他们从这边走过去，绕了一圈。
I heard it coming up, the church is coming up from this other side. There come the Asian church. Oh, you talk about filth. Here come the European church. Oh, my.
然后我看到教会， 从另一个方向出现，出现了亚洲的教会，哦，实在无悔，又来了欧洲的教会，哦，天哪。
And then I heard a rock and roll coming, and it was Miss America, the church, and she didn't even have on any clothes.
接着我听到了摇滚乐的声音，那是美国小姐，美国的教会，她甚至没穿衣服。
She had papers, like newspapers, gray, hold in front of her, dancing by rock and roll, Miss America, the church.
他拿着灰色的纸，像报纸，挡在他的前面，随着摇滚乐的旋律跳舞。这是美国小姐教会。
I stood there in his presence. I thought, "Oh God, as a minister, if that's the best we could do, oh, you know how you feel."
我站在那里，神与我同在。我想，哦，神呐、啊，作为一个传道人，那是我们所能做的最好的结局吗？哦哦，不堪设想，你知道那种感受。
And I thought, God, if I could just get away from here, if all that we've done and that's what we had to produce, if that's what...
之后我又想，愿神将我藏起来，要是我能离开这里就好了。难道我们所做的、所产生的就是这样的结果吗？
And then when them women passed by, all doing all kinds of rocks and things, and short hair and painted faces, and as they passed by like that, supposed to be virgins to Christ.
那些女人，她们留着短发，脸上化着妆。当他们经过时，都随着摇滚乐的乐曲扭动着。他们本应该是基督的童女。
And when she passed by like that, I turned my head, you know, with this whole in front of me is this graceful the back of them.
当他们那样经过时，我转过头，用这个在我前面挡着。他们的背光子，这多么可耻啊。
And there they was going like that, and I turned my head, they're weeping like that. I said, I couldn't stand it there.
他们就这样走过去了。我转过头开始流泪，我说我无法接受这样的场面。
Him stand there and me know that me a minister of the church and that's what I'd produce for him.
他站在那里，我知道我是教会的一个牧者，而那是我为他所结的果子。
I said, "Oh God, I can't look at it. Let me die. Let me fade away." And like that.
我说，哦，神呐、啊，我看不下去了，让我死吧，让我消失吧。
And as soon as it went out, every time one of them would come, they'd go out to a certain place and drop off, and I just hear the sound of it as it went away.
一群离开了，另一群又出现了，他们到某一个地方就消失了。我能听到那音乐随着他们渐渐的消失。
And then I heard something like "Onward, Christian soldiers!" And I look, here come that sainted bunch of little girls, just exactly the way they was, all correctly dressed, their hair hanging way down in their back.
接着，我听到像是《基督精兵向前进》这首圣歌的旋律。我看到来了一群年轻圣洁的姑娘，衣着正派，都是端庄的穿着，她们的头发长长的垂在背后。
Smooth, clean, marching like this to the step of the gospel. She was the word.
整齐和谐的迈着福音的步伐，这样的行进着，她是神的道。
It looked like one out of every nation I was looking at as they passed by, and seeing them pass by. Instead of going down, they started going up.
看上去像是由各民族的人组成的。我看着他们在我面前经过，看着他们走过去了，他们不是往下走，而是往上走。
I noticed one of them trying, two, three of them trying to get out of line. I screamed, "Stay in line!" And the vision left me, and I was standing in this room screaming, "Stay in line! Line that!"
我注意到他们当中有两三个人正要离开队列，我大声喊着，跟上队伍。一下就离开我了，我还站在那里叫着，跟上队伍。
Wonder, could it be already passed? Could the bride already be called? Is that what we're going through today?
我想知道，这件事是否已经过去了？心腹都被选召了，那就是我们今天所要经历的吗？
She has to be molded and made into the image of Christ, and Christ is the Word. That's the only thing.
心腹要被塑造成为基督的形象，基督是道，这是必定的事。
It's in there, in the word, it's just. See, there cannot be one thing added. It can't be a woman with a one hand like a man and the other hand with a paw like a dog.
瞧，他就在那里，在道中，只能是道，明白吗？不能加添任何东西。这个女人不可能有一只手像人的手，另一只手像狗的爪子。
It's got to be exactly the word of the Lord, like He is the word.
要完全是神的道，就像他是神的道一样。
The bride is a part of the bridegroom. The woman is a part of her husband because she's taken out of the husband.
新妇是新郎的一部分，妻子是丈夫的一部分，因为她是从她的丈夫里取出来的。
Eve was a part of Adam from his side, and so is the bride, not taken from a denomination, but taken from the bosom of the Word of God for this day, the rapture.
夏娃是亚当的一部分，从他肋骨中取出来的。心腹也是这样，不是从宗派组织里取出来的，而是从今日神的道的怀抱中取出来的。背提。
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise.And the glory of his resurrection share, when the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, when the rolls call upon her, let's all try to be there, friends.
主耶稣回来时候，必要高声吹起号角，凡信主而死的人，都必在那早晨复活，和活人一同被提直到天空。凡蒙选得胜的人，都必同得荣耀快乐，在那边点名。我也必在其中，朋友们，让我们都在那里。
God bless you. It's been spoken. It has to come to pass. It will come to pass.
神祝福你们，神已经预言了，就必定应验，他必定成就。
And little people, no one wants to die. No one wants to be lost.
再过一会儿，没有人想要死去，没有人愿意失丧。
Let me tell you, whatever you do, I don't care how well you go to church and how loyal you are to church, that's fine. Nothing against that. You should go to church. You do that. Keep on going to church.
让我告诉你，不管你做什么，我不在乎你是多么殷勤的上教堂，多么忠诚，这些都是很好的。我不反对这些。你应该上教堂，你应该那样做，继续上教堂。
But whatever, just throw away your traditions and move right on up into Christ. Because it's going to sound one of these days, and you're going to be caught with the mark of the beast on you and not know what it is until it's too late. That's exactly right.
但无论如何，要扔掉你的传统包袱，继续往前走，直到进入基督。因为将有一天这事会发生，那时你被盖上了兽的印记，直到最后你才知道是怎么一回事。可是已经太迟了，确实如此。
God bless you. I'm sorry to have kept you. And remember, I've kept them too long here. That's right.
神祝福你们，我很抱歉，我拖延了你们的时间。记住，我留你们太久了，真的。
And the offering that you've taken for me, which I did not ask you to do that, brother, that's courtesy. Take that and pay this motel the overtime because I kept it.
让你们还替我收了奉献。我没有要求你们这么做，弟兄，这是你们的好意，用这些奉献的钱去付这个会堂超时租金，因为我使聚会超过了时间。
I just had a few things here. I got about 8 or 10 more pages on that rapture there, but I just didn't have time to give it. God bless you. Do you love the Lord Jesus?
我这里还有一些事要说，大约还有十来页纸有关背提的事，可是我已经没有时间传讲了。神祝福你们。你们爱主耶稣吗？
Let's just stand still just a minute now, quietly, reverently, and remember what I've said. Remember, we're in the last hours.
让我们安静地站立一会儿，怀着敬畏的心，记住我所说的，切记，我们已在末世了。各民族正在分裂，以色列也在苏醒。圣经预言的末日迹象历历在目，外邦日子可数，恐惧重重笼罩。哦，失散的人归回家园，救赎之日也近在眼前。人心充满恐惧，让神的灵充满你，使你的心灯明亮干净。抬头看吧，你的救赎在即。你知道吗？假先知在说谎，否定神的真理。我们知道这一切都是真的，难道不是吗？我爱他，我爱他。因为他先爱我。 在哥哥他为我付出救恩代价。
How many really love him? Raise your hand.
有多少人是真正爱他的？请举起你的手。
Now, I want you while we sing this again, shake hands with somebody near you. Say, God bless you, pilgrim. God, we are pilgrims, aren't we? Pilgrims and strangers.
在我们唱这首歌的时候，我要你们彼此握手，说神祝福你，客旅。我们都是客旅，不是吗？是客旅，是寄居的。我爱他。
That's it, right across the table.
是的，越过桌子去握手。
I love him.
我爱他。
Because he first loved me.
因为他先爱我。
And purchased my salvation.
在哥哥他。为我付出救恩代价。
You want to make the rapture? How many is interested in making the rapture? Say, God, I want to make it with all my heart.
你们想要被提吗？有多少人想要被提的？说，神呐，我全心的盼望要在被提中。
Hold to God's unchanging hand. You know the song? You know it, sister? Hold to God's unchanging hand. I don't know what's it in, Pat. What?
抓住神不变的手，你知道这首歌吗，姐妹？你知道这首歌吗？抓住神不变的手，我不知道是什么。
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
抓住神不变的手。
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
抓住神不变的手。将你的盼望建在永恒上，抓住神不变的手。你们喜欢这首歌吗？当我们完成了旅程，如果你一直对神真诚，你欢喜的魂将可见到，你在荣耀中的家是何等美丽和光明。抓住神不变的手，抓住神不变的手。将你的希望建在永恒上，抓住神不变的手。我要大家现在低下头。世上空虚的财物不住贪恋，转眼就会腐烂。
Gain the heavenly treasure. They
寻求得到天上的财富，他们永远不会废去。
Hold to God's unchanging.
抓住神不变的手。
Hold to God's unchanging.
抓住神不变的手。将你的盼望建在永恒上，抓住神不变的手。
With your heads bowed in this in mind, knowing that we're bowing our heads to the dust from which we were brought, someday we'll return. Knowing that you've got a soul in there that has to answer to God.
让我们仍旧低着头思考。我们低下头看到了尘土，知道我们是由尘土而造，总有一天会归回尘土，知道我们里面有灵魂，要向神交代。
And if you feel that you're not just ready for that rapture, that if it would come tonight, and you'd want to be remembered in prayer, just raise your hand.
如果你觉得你还没有准备好被提，它可能就在今天晚上发生，而你愿意在祷告中得到纪念，请举起你的手。
We have no place to make an altar call. Your altar's in your heart anyhow. Raise your hand. God bless you. You. My.
在这里没有地方可以让我呼召罪人前来认罪悔改。然而你的心就是你的圣坛。举起你的手，神祝福你。神祝福你啊、哦、你啊。哦
Feel it? I'm not ready, Brother Branham. I really want to be a Christian. I've tried to be, but there's always something missing. I know that I'm just not where I should be. Have mercy, God. I raise my hand. Be merciful to me.
你说，伯纳汉弟兄，我觉得还没有准备好。我真的想要成为基督徒。我曾试着要成为基督徒，但总是缺少了什么。我知道自己不是在应当在的地方。神呐，怜悯我吧。我举起了我的手，怜悯我吧。
Some 20-30 hands has been up already in this little group. More is going up.
这么小的一群人中，就有20 or 30举起了手，还有更多的举起了手。
Dear God, you know what's behind that hand down there under the heart. I pray, dear God, there's only one thing I'm responsible for. That's to tell the truth.
亲爱的神，你知道那些举起手的人。他们的心是什么样的？我祷告祈求，亲爱的主啊，我唯一要负责任的就是告诉他们真理。
And dear God, they want to be saved. They want to really. They don't want this something. It's just some emotion, some workup, some denominational system, some creed, some dogma that's been added.
亲爱的神，他们愿意得救，他们是真心的，他们不要只是一时的感情冲动，某种激动。某个宗派体系，某些教义，某些人为的信条。
They understand, Father, that it takes a pure, unadulterated word of God. Everything else will pass away, even heavens and earth, but it won't.
父啊，他们明白唯有依靠神纯洁的道，其他一切都会过去，甚至天和地都会废去，但你的话语永不会废去。
And if we be that word, the earth will pass from beneath us.But we can never pass away because we are that word, the bride of the groom.
如果我们是那道，世界会在我们脚下废去，但我们永不会废去，因为我们就是那道，那位新郎的心腹。
I pray for each one that you will grant to them, Father, as my sincere prayer.
我为每一个人祷告，祈求你应允他们，父啊。这是我真诚的祷告。
And excuse me, Father, for being so nervous tonight, jumping up here late and being shaky and saying words broke up and cut up.
原谅我，天父，今晚我是这样的紧张，迟到了，激动的说话不连贯。
Somehow another great Holy Spirit splice them together in your own divine way and deliver them to the hearts of the people from my heart.And the motive and the objective that in my heart I have towards you, won't you, Lord?
然而，让伟大的圣灵用你至上的方法将他们衔接起来，把我对你心中意愿和目的从我的心里转达到他们的心中。主啊，你会这样做吗
？And save which can be saved, draw to you, Lord, and may we be ready for that rapturing hour that's soon at hand. For I ask it in Jesus' name.Amen.
拯救那些可以得救的，吸引他们离你更近，主啊，让我们做好准备，迎接即将来到的被提时刻。奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
God bless you now, the chairman of the convention.
神祝福你们。现在我把下面的时间交给大会主席。